Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Comrade Chumason. America's mayor is sidelined by a health challenge.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has been hospitalized and is in critical condition. That's according to spokesman Ted Goodman for the former Trump advisor. Goodman didn't say what sent the 81-year-old to the hospital or how long he's been there. Giuliani earned the nickname America's mayor for helping unite the nation following the September 11th attacks. Giuliani was previously hospitalized last September after suffering a fractured vertebra and other injuries in a car crash in New Hampshire. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
European leaders say President Trump's decision to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Germany is fresh proof that Europe must take care of its own security. The Pentagon announced last week that 5,000 troops would leave, but the president later said the number would be higher. President Trump's Project Freedom is underway, helping ships pass unmolested through the Strait of Hormuz. Some tense moments the other day at a major airport in the Northeast.
Authorities say the United Airlines passenger jet was arriving from Venice, Italy, when it hit a light pole on the New Jersey Turnpike Sunday afternoon. It was about to land at Newark Liberty International Airport. The plane was carrying 221 passengers and 10 crew members. It landed safely, and the airline says no one on the plane was injured. New Jersey State Police say a landing tire and the underside of the plane also hit a truck. The driver of the truck had minor injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. I'm Mike Hempen.
A shooting at a party at a lake near Oklahoma City has sent at least a dozen people to hospitals. It happened late last night near Arcadia Lake in the Oklahoma City suburb of Edmond. There have been no arrests. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 137 points, NASDAQ futures up 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that can consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Annapolis will be holding a town hall meeting on the city's climate action plan this week. The interactive session will focus on how Annapolis can strengthen its resilience to climate impacts and reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the coming years. City staff will present key findings and discuss proposed strategies for buildings, transportation, energy systems, and more. Those attending the town hall meeting will be able to ask questions, take part in live polling, and weigh in on the plan before its publication. The meeting will be held at the Pitt Moyer Recreation Center on Tuesday from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. And a United Airlines flight hit a Baltimore-based bakery truck as the driver was about to exit the New Jersey Turnpike. Chuck Patarakis, senior executive at H&S Bakery, says the driver was on the way to a company depot in New Jersey Sunday afternoon when a tire on the plane's landing gear went through the truck's window and windshield. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
This is Pastor David Lewis in today's Moment of Truth. The progressive left in America will continue their assassination attempts on President Trump until they kill him, and then all hell will break loose. For 75 million MAGA voters, that will be the last straw. But to be drawn into a shooting war across America, which the anarchists want, is not the answer. As Christian Americans, we're Christ followers first and patriots second. And Christ's greatest commandment was to love God with all heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. As difficult as it might seem to put that above retaliation, remember, God said, vengeance is mine. So let God be God while we do what we've been called to do. Let's see what God has planned for America while we obediently spread love to our neighbors instead of hatred. The Bible also tells us that we reap what we sow. This is a great opportunity to see that in action while we obey the Lord. This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and actually milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight and pretty comfortable as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to all of you. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Crazy weekend. You know, I was stuck in the house most of the weekend because I told you guys on Friday I'm redoing my entire bedroom. So new paint, new furniture, new everything. And boy, oh boy, did I mismanage that bad boy. I said to you on Friday, I was like, I hope I'm in my bed on Sunday night. Now, I did accomplish that, by the way. I did. I was in my bed on Sunday night. But only half of my room is complete. The other half looks like a war zone, okay? And so I promised Olivia that we're going to have movie night on Friday night in Mommy's room. So I promised her, and let me tell you, kids at 9 years old, they do not let you forget a promise. To all the parents out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So we will have movie night on Friday night, or we'll watch our 8 o'clock Lifetime movie. So I'm going to soak it in because there's going to be a time where she doesn't want to have movie night or even talk to me. I know those days are coming. Okay. I know teenage girls. I was once one. All right. So we're going to get into this. Of course, lots to talk about. Governor Wes Moore, he officially launches his reelection bid in the blackest parts of Maryland. I have to call it out. I have to call it out. I know there's some people that want to say it that probably feel like they can't say it. So I'm going to say it for you. Okay? Because only in PG County and in Baltimore City would you have people rallying behind a governor that has accomplished nothing. Zero accomplishments to date. Okay? So we'll talk about that. Of course, he made some comments about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. As I mentioned to Delegate Nino Mangione on Casey & Company, found out this morning that the federal funding for the bridge really isn't guaranteed. All right? Remember when they came in with that first number? It was like around $2 billion. Well, that was like they got the okay for Biden for that, but they didn't really get the okay for $5 billion and more, right? Which is probably what it's going to cost. So we'll see what happens with all that. We are going to talk about it. There was a groundbreaking at Trade Point Atlantic. We'll get into that. Wouldn't you know it, Brian, the producer, you know, our interim county executive in Baltimore County, Kathy doesn't want to work Klausmeier. She was at the groundbreaking. See, if there's a citation, if there's a party, if there's some kind of event, if there's a groundbreaking, if there's a ribbon cutting, the county executive shows up. As soon as T's rob somebody at gunpoint, there's a knife fight in Towson, which we'll get into, that happened over the weekend. She doesn't show up for any of those things. She's got no comment, doesn't show up. But if you have a groundbreaking, She's there. She's there. She'll be there at a ribbon cutting for an IHOP, that woman. She's all over the important stuff, isn't she? Well, anyways, we'll talk about what happened at Trade Point Atlantic over the weekend. It actually is good news. It is good news. It is good news. Also, I want to talk about the AG, the acting AG, I should say, Todd Blanche, and what he had to say on Meet the Press over the weekend as far as James Comey and how he might be in some big trouble. I know we talked about originally the indictment for the seashells in the sand. Remember that? The 8647. And I said at the time, we didn't go into it too far because I said at the time, I don't know what the grand jury is looking at, and I can't tell you what the indictment, if it really has any legs to stand on. Because if you're looking at just the seashells, you're like, dude, I don't know about this, right? And people say all the time, you can indict a ham sandwich. I mean, you can, right? But this is by a grand jury. And so we were looking at it. And so now on Meet the Press yesterday, Todd Blanche, the acting AG, he said that there was more than just the seashells in the sand when it comes to James Comey and the stuff that he's been involved in. So we'll get into that. Also, Iran sends a 14-point plan to the U.S. We'll get into the latest details overseas. I want to start the show, though, talking about Spirit Airlines. Boy, what a disaster. What a nightmare this has all been. Now, first and foremost, I'm not a fan of Spirit Airlines. I think I've told the story once. I rode on Spirit Airlines one time. That's all it takes for you to never go back. That's all it takes. And so we took Spirit Airlines. This is during the 2020 campaign. We had to get to some event where we were like on some fundraiser and we were fundraising. Gosh, you know what? I think it's when we went down to Florida. And that's also when I went to go meet Laura Loomer and Marjorie Taylor Greene at a dinner. We were all fundraising together, that whole situation. And so my manager and, of course, our assistant, we booked a flight to go down. Well, meanwhile, he booked it on Spirit Airlines because he's like, well, you know, it's campaign funds. So we want to get the cheapest flight we could possibly get. And I said, look, dude, I understand that. But when we got on this flight, let me tell you. I was like, the chairs were like rickety. Everything's shaking. There's turbulence. Meanwhile, there's no wind. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, look, I understand saving money. I get it. I got it, right? I want to save money too. I'm conservative, fiscally conservative. But please don't ever put me in that situation again. I'm also a mother, okay? I'm also a mother, and I don't want to leave Olivia as an orphan. So please do not book me on Spirit Airlines again. Meanwhile, here I was afraid. And I went back to check the numbers. Did you guys realize Spirit Airlines has not had a crash? They have not had a crash. And I thought that was interesting because everybody talks about, like, you know, sometimes you'll see pictures of, like, the airplane duct tape, which isn't real duct tape. It's like, you know, it's made for airplanes. But the airplane duct tape, like, the people will talk about the fact that Spirit Airlines always looks like it's falling apart. Well, meanwhile, they didn't have that bad of a record. And as you saw, there were many Spirit Airlines, whether it was the flight attendants, whether it the pilots, they were all getting, you know, these rounds of applause, you know, especially from those at Southwest Airlines. They were like, look, I feel your pain. I feel your pain, especially after what Southwest went through during the COVID pandemic. And so now you've got tens of thousands of people that are without a job. And now, in case you missed it, all of this happened in like a split second, right? On Friday, we were talking about Spirit Airlines. We were talking about the fact that they said, look, you know, the end is near, basically. The end is near. Then I got a text from my friend, Senator Bulwark, and he's like, Kim, I guarantee you all this is going to just come to a halt over the weekend. And so I was like, all right, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see. And boy, was he right. It came to a halt over the weekend, and Spirit Airlines, you know, first and foremost, I didn't realize, because I didn't see it online yet, because I was, you know, doing all these other things. Olivia had her dance recital. There was a lot going on. But Spirit Airlines actually ended up putting out a note as well. But I tell you, the way I found out, I got a notification on my phone. And it was from a news organization, and it says BWI is telling Spirit Airline passengers to not show up. It says, please do not show up at BWI because your flight has been canceled. And I thought to myself, first and foremost, wow, that's awful to learn, you know, that way. But not only that, I thought, you know, the poor people that are stranded, not everybody's, you know, living in Baltimore that's currently here. How are they going to get back? Now you're telling them not to show up at the airport at all? Very crazy. Here's what Spirit Airlines had to say on X over the weekend. It is with great disappointment that Spirit Airlines has started winding down its global operations effective immediately. Now, how is that winding down when they say don't show up? It was the Kamala Harris. Do not come. Do not come. All right, here they go. They say all flights have been canceled and customer service is no longer available. Dude, I would have been crying. I would have been in tears. Here, I'll keep going. While we are not able to help rebook your flight on another airline, we will automatically process refunds for any flights purchased through Spirit with a credit or debit card to the original form of payment. What were they paying before? With cash? Brian, the producer, can you buy a flight with cash? You can. Oh, that's what they do at those desks up there? Is that what they do? I don't know. I usually do everything on my phone. It says, we are proud of the impact of our ultra-low-cost model of the industry for the last 33 years and had hoped to serve our guests for many years to come. For more information of our wind-down process, visit our website with spiritrestructuring.com. Here's the thing. That was not a wind-down. That was an immediate termination, right? Like, when I think of winding down, I think I'm going to say, all right, guys, go ahead and just know that we're no longer selling any more tickets for the airline. You can no longer purchase a ticket from the airline. You have what you have, and that's it. No, it was do not show up. I know I'm laughing, but it's not even funny. Do not show up at the airport at all. And we cannot help you book. Well, anyways, at this time, and I was watching, because I got the notification on my phone. I'm like, let me hop on X. There's got to be more news. At this time, you had Delta Airlines and American Airlines, and I think even United. They posted that they were going to offer discounted rates, right, for those that lost their flights with Spirit. Well, meanwhile, people were going online to book with Delta and other airlines. And they start posting the price in which they received. And then they did a compare and contrast with their Spirit Airlines. And it was, in many cases, triple the amount. Yes, triple the amount. Because now you've got a little less competition, right? Now you have a situation where these airlines, especially if people are stranded and they want to get home, they can charge you whatever the heck they want. And guess what? Many of you are going to pay it because you want to go home, right? And so now you have a situation where these other airlines, of course, are taking advantage of it. Now, you're probably thinking, Kim, how did we get here, right? And maybe you already know how we got here. Well, once upon a time, JetBlue and Spirit Airlines said that they wanted to merge because they were losing their you-know-what. And I will say, out of all of the Spirit videos that I would see, I don't know if Brian, the producer, you ever see, like, the fight videos at the airport? Like, I'm too tired to even carry my luggage at the airport. How do you have enough energy to physically assault someone? Like, I'm just waking up. Okay, and when I go to the airport, I'm in heels, I'm wearing exactly what I wear every day, and I am not looking for a fight. Oh my gosh. And then I'm 44 years old. One bad fall, and I'm bruised up for like 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Anyways, of course, as this was all winding down, everybody was posting their favorite Spirit Airlines flight video, fight video, I should say. And it was like craziness. And then it all comes back to me. It's like, this is why when you offer things at a discounted rate like that, this is the kind of people that you attract, okay? So, yes, Spirit Airlines, you know, no longer being in the competition, that's tough. And a lot of people are posting, like, you know, some of us that take Southwest all the time, you're going to get some Spirit Airline customers on Southwest, okay? It's going to happen. And I kind of like them in their own little terminal. I don't really like them with the regular people because for some reason, there's always drama. It's like, how is drama following you to the airport? Aren't you getting away? Are you flying to get away? Anyway, Sean Duffy, our transportation secretary, he actually had to come and say a few words on Saturday in regards to what's happening. Take a listen.
Between JetBlue and Spirit and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, along with the Biden DOJ, decided that they did not want that merger to take place. And at the time, the Biden and Buttigieg DOJ bragged and said, as they canceled the option for this merger, that this was a victory for U.S. travelers who deserve lower prices and better choices. Now, many at the time said this was a disaster. This merger should have been allowed. And this today would indicate this is not better for travelers. This is not better for pricing. This is not better for competition. Actually, it's worse. We had an airline go down because the markets were trying to allow two airlines to merge, make them stronger, and offer more competition for the American consumer. Also, Elizabeth Warren at the time cheered the blocking of the merger, saying this was a Biden win for flyers. So, again, I think it's important that we always look with a keen eye when airlines want to merge. We care about pricing for consumers. We care about competition. But if the markets are saying there needs to be a merger because there's health issues with one of the airlines or more than one airline, we have to take a look at it and make sure we make the right choices. And in this situation, history has judged the denial of the merger between JetBlue and Spirit through the Biden administration with a view that it was a massive mistake. So we have been engaged, again, with the airlines.
All right. Now, Sean Duffy over the weekend, I believe Saturday, he came out and made that announcement. And he's absolutely correct. I mean, the merger didn't happen. Now, remember, a lot of this fallout started during the COVID pandemic, right? That's when you saw airlines really struggling. And you know what? The fact that we still haven't gotten to the bottom of that pandemic, right? You know, where did this virus come from? Was it made in a lab? You know, was, you know, Dr. Fauci and all those people, were they giving us the great advice that they, you know, said that they were giving us? Well, anyway, a lot of this is because of the COVID pandemic. And then on top of it, you had the Biden administration and even Senator Elizabeth Warren who decided to stick their nose into the merger. Now, that has never happened before, but they decided to do it. And I've got some sound when we get back. I got some sound for you from, at the time, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, because he claimed that it was a great idea for them to stick their nose in that for the very first time in history. So we'll get into that when we get back. Right now, we've got our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management on live with us. He's got the morning market flash as he does every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hear it's getting warmer, so I'm already happier than I was last week.
Well, today's Monday, and may the 4th be with you.
Thank you.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard that over the years. I finally get to say it. I had to wait almost a whole year to finally say that because all, you know, Star Wars, you know, fans out there every year like to talk about May 4th, may the 4th be with you. And I'm like, okay, I get it now, ha-ha. But I had to use it on somebody. So you're the first person I got to use it on officially this year. So I'm so lucky. I'm sure you'll hear it quite often. But anyway, that being said, hey, markets actually last week did very well. You know, we spoke last Friday talking about the tensions between the U.S. and Iran, obviously driving kind of the it's overall, and we're seeing that again here taking place this weekend based on some news flow coming in over the weekend that Iran's Navy said they blocked some warships from entering their zone, their Strait of Hormuz, and that apparently there were some missiles that might have hit a U.S. warship. Again, these are just various reports, but right now, you know, according to the United States, no U.S. Navy ships have been struck, but that's creating some tensions because yesterday on Sunday, President Donald Trump again announcing this Project Freedom. You're talking about that here today, Kim, but you know, it seems to be kind of what's taking place right now with the overall economy. The stock market is what is going on between the U.S. and Iran and how that's driving the price of oil, amongst other concerns with inflation fear setting in as well. But the markets seem to be kind of defying and shaking off a lot of the tension or a lot of the noise stemming from the tension between the U.S. and Iran and the geopolitical strife and what's taking place overseas. So last week, major U.S. equity indices, Kim, were higher for the week. S&P 500 and the NASDAQ index both recording their fifth straight weekly gain. Although the Dow was down Friday, the rest of the major indexes were positive. But again, for the week, markets across the board, ending at fresh closing highs for the week. The Russell 2000, those small caps, were up 0.93% for the week. They recorded their sixth straight consecutive weekly advance, but the NASDAQ was up over 1% last week. Dow was up for the week 0.55%, and the S&P 500 for the week up last week 0.91%. Big technology, mostly higher. Google was up 12%. They were the bigger gainer for the week, while Meta, a platform, unfortunately declined about 9.8%. They lagged the pack. We had other outperformers across the board in other sectors, telecommunication, energy, obviously crude oil, some of the bank stocks, other areas you know, doing well. Underperformers were certain areas like precious metals, some of the home builders, and parts of the machinery sector in negative territory for the week. Treasuries were weaker for the week. Were weaker with the yield curve kind of flattening overall. We're still seeing earnings coming out. Again, big technology, broadly supportive of this whole artificial intelligence narrative. But so far, pre-market here, markets, again, reacting to some of the tensions between what's taking place overseas, the tensions with Iran, and oil spiking higher. Dow futures are down here this morning, Monday morning, Kim, 164 points. S&P 500 futures almost flat, but they're still off about 8.5 points. And the heavily technology-based, again, NASDAQ doing very well, posting some solid pre-market gains here right now, up about 12 points, Kim. So there we have it for the morning market flash. Enjoy the sunny day, the good weather. Look forward to talking to you on Monday. Wednesday morning.
Thanks, Tim.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down, so while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beal.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, again, thank you, Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. We'll talk to him again on Wednesday. And, the price of oil still doesn't look too good. At the 11 o'clock hour, we are going to get into the latest updates out of Iran. So maybe we'll discuss why oil is just so high. It's just so high. All right. I do want to get back into Spirit Airlines here real quick because I wanted to play for you this audio because Pete Buttigieg, the former transportation secretary, he did have a lot to say about the merger back in 2023. Take a listen.
Our department, the Department of Transportation, has generally not gotten involved in these merger cases, but that's changing today. It is so important to make sure that passengers have choices, that they have access to low fares, that they have access to competition, and yet we've seen less and less and less of that competition over the years. We are taking a step that, again, is unusual in terms of recent years, but we think is the right thing to do, supporting the DOJ's lawsuit and independently using our own authorities, which are a little bit different from the DOJ, starting our own investigation and taking other actions.
All right, sticking your nose in where it doesn't belong. Yes, that's what the Biden administration decided to do, and look what has become of it. With Spirit Airlines going under, you're talking about tens of thousands of jobs that have now lost. Those Democrats that were complaining about the loss of jobs from DOGE, right, including our own governor here in Maryland, Governor Wes Moore, you can no longer complain about that. You can no longer complain about that because, of course, Governor Moore hasn't called out what's going on with the Spirit Airlines going under. If you know anything about BWI, and again, that's in Maryland, you will know that there are a lot of people here in Maryland now losing their jobs because of this merger that did not happen. So lots of things to talk about here today. Another piece of this, just to kind of close this off, if you want to weigh in, you can, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. But, you know, Democrats hate competition. They truly do. They don't like school choice. They want to draw congressional districts based on race, right? Here in the state of Maryland, we have an energy crisis because they got rid of competition. Now BGE has the monopoly, and they're, you know, taking everybody down with them. So Democrats, could you please, please play fair? We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is called Project Freedom. It starts today, announced by President Trump. The goal is to break Iran's stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Gunfire at a party in an Oklahoma City suburb last night. It sent at least a dozen people to the hospital. It happened near Arcadia Lake in Edmond, Oklahoma. There were two gunmen involved. So far, no arrests. A spokesman for Rudy Giuliani is asking for prayer for the former New York City mayor, presidential lawyer, and advisor. The 81-year-old Giuliani is hospitalized in critical but stable condition in Florida. There's no word on what put him in the hospital or how long he has been there. Gas prices continue their upward march, averaging $4.45 a gallon this morning, according to AAA. That's up a penny from yesterday, 34 cents higher than a week ago. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're struggling to hear conversations, TV, or the people you love, now there's an easier, more affordable solution without spending thousands. Audion Hearing makes high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Free shipping and dedicated one-on-one support in the comfort of your own home. No doctor's offices. No pressure. Clearer hearing delivered right to your door. Join over 1 million happy customers hearing life more clearly. Visit AudienHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI. And you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be Shane Boz's turn tonight as the O's try to salvage game four of this debacle called the series against the Yanks. New York swept the first three over the weekend, outscoring Baltimore 27-9, out-homering the Birds 8-2. In the postgame yesterday, manager Albernez using a concerning word, a flash signal to Baltimore baseball fans.
For me, it's at a crucial point where what team do you want to be? You know, we can fold up and just thinking that everything will turn around just by itself, or we got to put the work in and really make this happen.
Even the whiff, the scent of the word fold on May 4th is extremely concerning. And this now breaking this morning, longtime Yankee radio voice John Sterling has passed away. Sterling began calling Yankees games in 1989 and called 5,060 consecutive until he missed four games in 2019. Sterling began his broadcasting career in Baltimore, serving as the play-by-play announcer for the Bullets in the 1970 season, and then called Morgan State University football games from 1971 to 1978. John Sterling was 87 years of age. One thing that was noticeable at Ravens camp for rookies over the weekend was how much pre-snap chatter, chemistry, and communication there was among the rookies who had never played together until this weekend. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked how unusual that was.
You can't play this game quiet, and you can't play this game with doubt, and you can't play this game without knowing what you're doing. You know, I know from a defensive standpoint, like, we should be the loudest, most crazy, obnoxious communicating unit in the history of football.
Coming up in 30 minutes, manager Albernez shoulders the blame. And that is Stein on Sports.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Horbach.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are kicking off a big warm-up this week, actually getting underway today. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. Even warmer come Tuesday. Increasing clouds with temperatures nearing 80 degrees. And this is all ahead of a chance of showers arriving by Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right. Happy Monday morning, everybody. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. Like I said, I was stuck in the house. I was painting, moving furniture. My hands are actually like callous and rough today. It's just not to give you that awful visual. But I, you know, with all the painting and washing my hands constantly, carrying this big old furniture, I had to carry my big headboard from my room all the way down to the garage because I'm putting together like this pile for the people to pick up for the dump. And it's just like, oh my gosh, I feel awful. You know, to all the women out there, it says you don't need a man. Well, guess what, honey? I think you do. I think we do. I'm just kidding. All right, we're going to get right back into Spirit Airlines here in just a second, but it's 9:35 a.m. I want to give you guys the poll question results from Friday. The question was, what kind of punishment should dirt bike riders in Baltimore City face? The majority of you say jail time. And coming in second, community service. And then there were a few people that said fines. And then three people said nothing at all. Nothing should happen to the dirt bikers? Over the weekend, just so you know, I did comment on it on X, and I said, look, 90% of those dirt bikes are stolen. All you really have to do is, you know, crack down on it. Take those stolen dirt bikes, give them back to the rightful owners. Whoever was riding on those stolen dirt bikes, give them a minimum of 60 days behind bars. You'll kill it right then and there. Right then and there. Give them a minimum of 60 days. A lot of those young kids, they wouldn't want to know what to do after 30 days. Give them 60 days behind bars, and you will see the so-called Baltimore culture disappear. I guarantee it. All right, the question of today is, so don't forget, do you think Governor Wes Moore can be beat in November? Yes or no? After we have this chat about Spirit Airlines, I do want to read some of the Facebook comments, because this question's already blowing up online. Obviously, we saw the relaunch, or I should say the launch, the official launch of Governor Wes Moore's re-election bid. And so there were a lot of people commenting on that. We'll get into that in the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, I do want to continue talking about Spirit Airlines and the merger that never happened. Spirit Airlines wanted to merge with JetBlue, and it did not happen. And they committed, they had this committee that was tasked with basically saying, no, you can't do it. And you had Senator Elizabeth Warren and so many others that were like, oh, this shouldn't happen. Transportation Secretary at the time, Pete Buttigieg, says, no, this isn't a good idea. We're going to stick our nose in this for the first time in history. And it was never a good idea. And so now you have the situation, again, where government gets involved and makes it worse for all of us. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, what say you on the Spirit Airlines drama?
As always, the Democrats are always wrong. They're never right about anything. This is similar to for the Baltimore Orioles to having somebody who never gets a base hit, but the manager keeps playing him day after day after day. I challenge any Democrat out there, tell me one thing that the Democrats have ever done right. They're total screw-ups.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. I don't know what they've gotten right. You know what? That's a great question.
they don't never do anything right. It's obvious that they're complete and total screw-ups. And the people that vote for them are stupid. I hate to talk to people that way, but it's just plain common sense.
Yeah, well, I was asking on my live feed, Kurt, before I jumped off, because we're going to talk about Governor Wes Moore and what he's done, or hasn't done, I should say, in office, since 2022. But I challenged people to just give me one accomplishment, even from the governor. I can't even think of one from Governor Moore. So I will actually, even though I'm not a Democrat, I will think of an accomplishment they might have, because it's really sad at this point. It should be called out. Kurt, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We got another caller here. We got our friend Joe in Baltimore. Good morning, Joe. We're talking about Spirit Airlines and the fact that they just immediately came to a close.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Yeah. So I happen to think that it had nothing to do with the merger. And, Spirit Airlines themselves has spoken about the rising cost of jet fuel during this military excursion, a.k.a. water wear.
Unfortunately, Joe, this has been coming down the pipeline long before Iran, even before the Afghanistan withdrawal, where you saw Joe Biden depleting the oil reserves. This has been coming for a while. Now, I will say their business model wasn't a great one to begin with, but I think a lot of this started with the COVID pandemic.
So I understand your point there, right? Because during COVID, a lot of people weren't traveling, and, they have a low-cost model, which I don't like Spirit Airlines. I'll be honest with you, but they're kind of like canned fish. When you need them, they're there, Spirit Airlines, they could have merged with JetBlue, okay? They stuck their nose in it, which the government has stuck their nose into many mergers. I don't know why they're acting like this the first time. But just think about it, right? You said that earlier today, when people tried to buy tickets from United or American Airlines or whatever, they were met with triple the cost.
Yeah.
Precisely because there was less competition, right? So I don't know.
I think they were taking advantage of the situation, to be honest with you. And I don't know what they're going to do. From my understanding, the Trump administration is going to try to address that today. But I think this is what happens when you've got too much government involved in the free market.
But see, Kim, I hear what you're saying. I hope they do address it, right? But they do take advantage of us. And that's precisely why you wouldn't allow a merger between two companies. Less companies doesn't mean more competition. It's the exact opposite. He's saying that if they had merged, then it would have been better for them. It would have been more competition. But actually, if they had merged, it would have been less competition.
Well, what about before Spirit Airlines? Because Spirit Airlines is, as far as airlines, fairly new. I mean, our ticket prices were a lot lower way back when.
Yeah, they were a lot lower. But that's because airlines realized that they can charge you more. Even the coveted Southwest Airlines, which we love them, they've even charged you more money for the same things, essentially, because they can, because profits are what the investors want.
What's your solution to it, Joe? What do you think we should do?
What my solution is? We need to figure out how to get gas prices lower, Ken, because I'm paying $4.20 now for gas.
This is not contingent on gas prices, though, Joe. These are major airlines. I mean, if that was the case, you would have other airlines that were also going under. This has been coming down the pipeline. I believe both Republicans and Democrats are on the hook for what happened during the COVID pandemic. And that's what I'm pointing to. And that's why I'm really irritated with the fact that we're not getting to the bottom of what even happened with that, pandemic. Because I still think it was man-made.
Even with the pandemic, you had people not flying. They're scared to fly. Spirit still didn't go under. Nobody was flying, and they still didn't go under.
So you think that would happen immediately? So in my view, it wouldn't happen immediately when you have these huge companies that are taking in billions of dollars. I think it happens over time. And then also,
exactly.
I would say, Joe, and I don't know if you've seen the videos with Spirit Airlines. There are a lot of people that avoid Spirit altogether. It's kind of like, if we absolutely have to, we'll take Spirit. Because there seems to be, there was this culture of just allowing people to do whatever they wanted to.
Well, Spirit is low cost, right? So they're not going to have the type of amenities. They're not going to have the staff. They're not going to have everything that you would have for somebody for an airline that's getting, paying premium dollar for them tickets. It's a reason why it's low cost. But, you got to understand these companies, they never absorb the cost. They're always going to pass the cost down to you. So them saying that it was because of some merger, That's a lie to your face. When is the last time Senator Elizabeth Warren did agree
over the weekend, and if you want to check out her social media pages, I think she did agree that the merger should have happened and government should not have gotten involved. And I will say, now you'll have more passengers on like Southwest and American Airlines, and I'm sure we'll see prices go down just a bit and a little. But right now, are they taking advantage of it right now? Absolutely. They absolutely are. Joe, thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great week. Thank you. Now go to the other callers here. I've got Ernest in East Baltimore. Ernest, what say you on the Spirit Airlines?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't even know why Joe's talking about gas prices. He knows he takes the bus everywhere. Listen, I don't care about Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines is like Carnival Cruise Lines. That is the worst thing you can do. You take Viking if you want to go on a cruise. You don't take Carnival, and you take American Airlines. You don't take Spirit. Now, listen, I got one last thing I want to talk about here, Ms. Kim. Westmore, right? I went to DuckDuckGo. And here's his accomplishments. Wes Moore has achieved significant accomplishments as governor, including becoming Maryland's first black governor and implementing a state plan to reduce child poverty and improve educating funding. His administration has also focused on public safety, resulting in historic lows in violent crime in Baltimore. Are you kidding me? Damn, this is a joke. Oh, my God, this is the worst governor. I bet you Joe really works for him. I bet you Joe works in Brandon Wood's office as well. This guy is nothing but a mouthpiece for the loser Democrat Party. My man needs to find his own Democrat station. Well, that's right. There ain't no one in Baltimore. So, Joe, see you at the bus stop, brother.
Oh my God, Ernest, thank you so much for calling in. I don't think Joe takes a bus. It's funny. I don't think Joe takes a bus, Joe. But I will say with Spirit Airlines, and trust me, we'll get at 10 o'clock hour, we'll get into Wes Moore and his non-accomplishment. And Spirit Airlines, like I said earlier, with just, you know, how I felt about Spirit Airlines, and yes, I flew that one time during the campaign or right after the campaign. I'm trying to remember exactly what we were doing. It might have been with the pack that we have. I don't know, but it was scary. It was a scary situation, and I didn't even feel comfortable, even with the seats, the seatbelts they had. I was just like, dude, what is this? But I guess this is what happens when you try to do an airline on a budget. I think we just have to keep in mind, flying is a privilege. It is a privilege. It has always been a privilege. And people save up for it. And if you don't have the money for it, I mean, think about it. When we made things cheaper, right, and the government gets involved, what usually happens? I can point to project housing just to tell you a little bit of the story, right? I mean, that's what happens. I've got Dwight in Pasadena. Hey, Dwight, how are you?
Hey, Kim. First time caller. Been a long time listener.
Thank you.
Been in the airline industry for over 40 years as an aircraft mechanic. I worked for a competitor of Spirit. And all airlines, if you make a flight, try to book a flight the day of, it's going to be very expensive.
Yeah.
Any airline, bar none. So there's that. So, yeah, it's more than they were spending. I wouldn't fly on Spirit Airlines. I've got reasons why I don't like Spirit Airlines. It goes way back. But anyway, Spirit Airlines has been on life support for over 10 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Once you go into bankruptcy, a lot of airlines, they buy fuel in the futures. And they can get deals on fuel. And if you're in bankruptcy or if you've been in bankruptcy, especially twice, and you're on life support, no one's going to give you any credit. So you're going to be paying top dollar. That's just the way it is. So,
yeah.
And people that are flying Spirit Airlines, it sucks, but you know what? You got that. Got that cheap rate, and you were pretty happy with it. I know I've got relatives that fly on them, and I go, I wouldn't fly on them. You couldn't pay me to fly on them. But anyway,
yeah.
That's just.
Yeah, well, Dwight, I appreciate you calling in. It's 40 years of experience. Dwight, real quick, how many jobs do you think this it comes down to as far as loss, if you were to take a guess?
I'm not an HR, but I would say probably, if I had to guess, I'd say they probably have, I don't know how big their fleet is, but a lot. I'd say probably over, it's got to be somewhere in like the 2,000. That's probably low. You know, okay. If you take baggage, gate agents, mechanics, others, baggage, yeah, it's probably easily 2,000 to 3,000, and that's probably on the low side. Now that's just directly hired by South or Spirit Airlines.
Okay, yeah, because we're not talking TSA agents and all of those people too, which I'm sure they'll probably just get moved around.
Like restaurants at the airports, and it's going to affect all the airports, which that's federal money. All the airports are owned by, that's federal property, but that's money that they're not going to be getting. Good, right. You're not going to get any money now that they're solvent.
Right.
Now that they're, yeah.
Wow, I didn't think about that part off the top. Dwight, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. And he's a first-time caller there. You never know who's listening in. See, I thought it was closer to 10,000 jobs. And I said that because if I'm looking at BWI, right, the fleet, the size of their fleet, obviously not as large as Southwest. That's a hub for Southwest. But you know what? I could probably go online. I could probably Google this, and I could probably give you an estimate number, you know, when we get back from the 10 o'clock break. I'm pretty sure they have something there. It's very sad all around. I saw many posts online with many people that were posting, oh, you know, this is now my last day. And a lot of people, I guess they were hoping that the Trump administration would somehow get involved. But as Dwight just pointed out, at this point, it was just too late. And this wasn't gas prices. This is not something that happened overnight. This has been coming for quite some time. And, you know, for the Biden administration to get involved with the merger, terrible idea. But, I mean, look, you could say on both sides there's been terrible ideas. We were talking about the tariffs, right, that President Trump implemented that now they're saying was, you know, again, was not constitutional, which was illegal. And so, you know, another situation where government gets involved that didn't work out for we the people. It happens all the time. And this is why many of us really support less government. Less government. That's what we want. Less government. All right, we get back and read your text messages. If you want to weigh in before we wrap up this conversation, you can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We have an update on Iran. They now want to train bomb-carrying kamikaze dolphins to chase the U.S. out of the Strait of Hormuz. New York Post, Iran is considering using dolphins armed with mines to blow up the Strait of Hormuz. This is going to anger Linda. There's going to be a lot of dead dolphins if they pull that off.
Well, I hope that they don't kill all the dolphins.
Well, what do you think is going to happen if they put bombs on dolphins? They're going to be dead dolphins.
I don't know. Is there no other way?
You're dealing with radical Islamic terrorists. Dealing with people that have no compunctions about
reason
putting bombs
on them.
Their own children with the promise of 72 virgins in heaven.
You are.
I mean, you want to have a rational conversation with those people? Good luck.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, many are worried inflation may be making a comeback, and with the war in Iran, well, does that cause higher prices? You know what? Inflation seems to always be one step away. That's just a fact. You read about it every day. Whether it be government debt, government taxes, regulation, whatever, there seems to always be upward pressure on prices. Now, take a look at what a steak costs today. It's pretty unbelievable, and I eat it, so that's why I know. That's why I always help hedge against inflation with a time-tested strategy. Ever since I could save any money, I've taken a percentage of my savings and put it in gold and silver. Reach out to my partners, and I'm a customer of GoldCo. They're the number one gold and silver company in the country. They have the best gold and silver offer in the business. Right now, you can get a free 2026 gold and silver kit and get 10% in bonus gold or silver just for getting started. Take action now. Call GoldCo, 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, wrapping up the conversation in regards to Spirit Airlines. Big news over the weekend. You probably got the alert on your phone. If you are dialed in to BWI, they send out a notification saying if you are flying Spirit, do not show up to the airport. That came out Saturday morning. And I feel bad for those that were stranded and stuck. I feel bad for those that were headed out of town that was going to something important. Could have been a wedding. Could have been a funeral, right? You never know what's going on, you know, because a lot of kids are going today. Right now, they're touring the college campuses, right? So, I mean, there could be kids looking for the perfect school to start their future. And their flight might have been canceled. So, again, we'll see what happens next year. At this point, I don't think there's anything the federal government can do to get involved. I will look during the commercial break to see more of a number of people that potentially could lose their jobs during all of this. Ron in Baltimore says, Kim, Spirit Airlines was a dumpster fire of a business model, but I will throw Joe a bone here. Fuel prices were probably the last straw, but low-cost airlines are on razor-thin margins as a matter of course. I never flew Spirit because they attracted the ghetto culture. I live in Baltimore, so I already have fatigue. I don't need to pay for airborne fatigue. As for you, Miss Kim, stop flying in heels. I am a trained emergency aircraft evacuation. Wear flats, something you can run in. Heels will get you killed if things go sideways. Ron, how dare you? How dare you, Ron? I know. If something happened, I'm a goner. I'm a goner. I would, at that point, though, I think I would just take my heels off and barefoot it. I mean, it would be tough, but I would do it. All right, got another text here. Texter says, would it be possible to try to recruit and cross-train some of the Spirit pilots and put them in the control towers where we have shortages? Texter, that's a great idea. Like I said, I'm pretty sure Secretary Sean Duffy, when he had the announcement on Saturday, he said that he would be back with a press conference early this week to say, you know, what it is that they could possibly do, especially for all those that are losing their jobs. So, Texter, that's a great idea. Randy said, hey, Cam, good morning. Baltimore Joe said that more companies made more competition. Well, now they're, because of Spirit Airlines, there are less companies because of Joe Biden and his administration stopping the merger. Yeah, that is, now we've got less competition, right? And we say that this is something that the Democrat Party, they've got a PhD in less competition, right? It's that's why they want to draw congressional districts based on race. And believe it or not, Governor Wes Moore is still pushing that narrative. When we get back, I'll finish reading your text messages. I do want to read some comments on Facebook because the big question of the day, do you think that Governor Wes Moore can be beat in November? The question today brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. We'll talk about that and more coming up next.
If you're struggling to hear conversations, TV, or the people you love, now there's an easier, more affordable solution without spending thousands. Audion Hearing makes high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98, free shipping, and dedicated one-on-one support in the comfort of your own home. No doctor's offices, no pressure. Clearer Hearing delivered right to your door. Join over 1 million happy customers hearing life more clearly. Visit AudienHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomas. It's called Project Freedom, and it's starting to bear fruit. Announced by President Trump, the goal is to break Iran's stranglehold on a strategic Mideast waterway.
The U.S. military said it would support merchant vessels to transit freely through the Strait of Hormuz. A statement from U.S. Central Command said the aim was to restore freedom of navigation through the vital waterway while maintaining America's own blockade of Iranian ports.
The BBC's Yolande Nell, the U.S. military says two American-flagged merchant ships have now successfully transited through the Strait of Hormuz. It seems that most Americans stand with the president on Iran.
A Harvard Caps Harris poll finds 74% of voters say the United States is winning its conflict with Iran. The survey shows majority support for U.S. airstrikes, with 52% backing the attacks and 54% calling them justified. 57% approve of the naval blockade on ships bound for Iran. Voters also want tough conditions for talks, including ending support for terror groups and halting executions of protesters. Ken Lorman reporting.
A spokesman for Rudy Giuliani is requesting prayer for the former New York City mayor and presidential advisor. The 81-year-old Giuliani is hospitalized in critical but stable condition in Florida. There's no word on what landed him in the hospital or how long he's been there. President Trump calls America's mayor fabulous and a true warrior. The United Airlines plane was coming in too low yesterday afternoon at Newark Liberty Airport. The jet clipped a light pole. The pole fell onto a truck on the New Jersey Turnpike. No one on the plane was hurt. The trucker suffered minor injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 234 points. The Nasdaq trading 28 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a moment nobody talks about with weight loss. It's the moment it stops working. The diet that worked before doesn't. Eating less stops moving the scale. That's not random. When your body's under stress, it slows your metabolism. That's why quick fixes eventually fail. At PhD Weight Loss, they focus on restoring your metabolism. And right now, when you call and mention Mike G, you'll get 2 free weeks and they'll pay for the cost of your food. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 41-year-old man is facing a bond review hearing today following his arrest on a first-degree murder charge. Mark Ryan is accused of shooting and killing his father-in-law on Saturday afternoon at a home on Sawmill Court in the Phoenix area of Baltimore County. Investigators say the incident appears to have been domestic-related. The victim is identified as 74-year-old Robert McMeekin, who was an attorney at the Fine Kelly and McMeekin law firm. Ryan is currently being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center. And Baltimore County Police continue to investigate what led to a deadly single-vehicle crash in Cockeysville. The Friday night accident happened shortly before 10 p.m. when the vehicle crashed into a tree at the intersection of Poplar Hill and Merriman's Mill Roads. 18-year-old passenger Ryan Duvall was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. The driver and a passenger, who are minors, suffered life-threatening injuries. A third juvenile occupant was treated. treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A troubling weekend for Baltimore baseball in New York.
High fly ball, right field. O'Neill back on the track at the wall. See ya! A two-run home run for Dominguez. He reaches the seats, and the Yankees now lead by three.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Jason Dominguez, two-run shot, opened the floodgates to a seven-run eighth off Andrew Kittredge. You don't even want to know what his ERA is. As the Yanks take three over the weekend from the Birds, 11-3 the final yesterday. Trying times for manager Albernaz, who shouldered the blame after Saturday's 9-4 drilling administered by the Yanks.
That group is really talented, and I feel like we should not be three games below 500. And that's on me. You know, I got to do a better job of leading these guys and getting the most out of them.
And it's not over yet. Game four tonight at 7:05. Shane Boz for Baltimore, Cam Schlittler for New York. Ravens had their rookies in over the weekend, introducing them to life in the NFL. Head coach Jesse Minter says it was good, but it's still early in the process.
It's a rookie mini camp, you know, in May, and we're not really in full gear, so we're trying to be smart from a physicality standpoint. But I really just enjoyed the guys' urgency, like their eagerness to want to learn, their eagerness to want to get better.
Next camp, OTAs, 2 weeks from today. Coming up in 30 minutes, is it time to be concerned about the Orioles? And that is Stein on Sports.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
WCBM News Time 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and actually milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Partly cloudy tonight and pretty comfortable as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
60 degrees in Boley's Quarter, 60 in Pikesville, and 60 in Joppa Town. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. For the first hour here, we were talking about Spirit Airlines and the merger that did not occur between Spirit Airlines and JetBlue. And you had Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy come forward on Saturday doing a press conference because, of course, many people received the notification that if you had a flight with Spirit Airlines on Saturday and beyond, you should not show up to the airport. And then Spirit Airlines posted on their X feed, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, that customer service no longer existed, and all they were going to do was just send out refunds. So there wasn't even anyone you could call. And, you know, that's why when I was thinking about the number of job loss, and I thank Dwight from Pasadena, thank you for calling in and sharing your expertise with us. I did take a look at the total number of jobs, and maybe Dwight was talking about maybe the Baltimore BWI region. But Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy did say to a reporter, apparently at that same news conference, as they were asking questions, he said the collapse will result in the loss of about 15,000 jobs when it comes to Spirit employees and contractors. Okay, so that was from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, along with the Spirit Airlines themselves, about 15,000 jobs. And so, yes, you will have some people that will be able to go over to some of the other airlines. I remember when, what was the Southwest? I think Southwest was dealing with the shortage. And as a texter pointed out, what about all the traffic control shortages that we have across the country? You know, which would take extensive training. But if they get on top of that now, texter, like I said, that was a great idea. So anyways, Secretary Sean Duffy is supposed to, at some point in time, whether it's today or tomorrow or even Wednesday, we were supposed to be listening out for another message or another press conference with the secretary. I did have some other text messages coming in that I just want to read to you before we head on to Governor Wes Moore and his launch, his official launch of his reelection bid. I got Mark here. He says, Senator Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas, voted against the airline merger, and she may have collected millions of dollars from stock sales. Well, Mark, that's another conversation that's being had. Right now, we'll still say allegedly, right? But I think, you know, if they find something there, we'll definitely hear about it in the news soon, for sure. Let's see. I've got a couple others as well. Let's see. Bobby says, why has the results of Kim Klasick polls been removed? The interest was knowing how you measured with other listeners. Please respond. Yeah, Bobby, so they were trying a new thing here at WCBM. And so we give the results the very next day. So if you guys are just joining on the changes made, yes, you have the poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. You can find it at WCBM.com. You can also find it on Facebook, our social media platforms, but also you find it on the app, right, when you click the polls tab. And so, you know, we kind of want to just get a feel for everyone and what they're thinking. I think, you know, the process behind it was that I think some people were listening into the results and then they were kind of voting with the majority, even if they thought otherwise. And that could be, you know, false. But we were going to run it this way just a little bit, just to kind of see how it all worked out. But Bobby, that's why we did make that change. If you missed the question of the day, again, it's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. Very simple question. Do you think Wes Moore can be beat in November? And this is actually the conversation we're going to go ahead and get into. And some people are wondering, you know, with what Wes Moore has going on, especially when it comes to the Francis Scott Key Bridge, does this guy have a shot at reelection? Now, you know, you can call in anytime, 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. But I wanted to do is I wanted to go over to the Facebook page for WCBM.com, and I'll share the question as there, there as well. Right now, we've got 540 comments on this already. So here are a couple of them. John asks, where is Larry Hogan when you need him? Oh, boy, John, you're going to get a lot of people fired up on that one. Jackie says, I'm crossing my fingers and my toes in hopes that Wes Moore will be beat in November. Suzanne says, I hope so, but if the Trump Republicans put Dan Cox in there again, Moore will easily win. They've got to give Ed Hale a shot. Again, that's from Suzanne. You've got Robert who says, my dog can beat him. People were laughing at that comment. Barbara says, he can be beat. It depends on who counts the votes. Ooh. Mary says, oh my gosh, I hope he can. Steven says, very easily, yes, as long as Baltimore, Annapolis, and the Beltways gain some common sense. And Thomas says, he's going down. You've got Hal who says, I will say yes, given the state of the state. Whenever I get on Facebook, I see a post regarding Wes Moore. I notice the majority of people are against him, with a very small minority for him. I'm no expert, but just by what I see, it does not look good for him. I'm going to hit like on that comment. Hal, that is how I kind of measure things as well. And I said to you guys before, on X, right, Twitter, Wes Moore doesn't gain any traction. If you ever look at his post, most people are commenting on his post saying, look, we're in the know, we follow this every day, and you suck, right? I mean, that's how you see it. On Facebook, you do have more people waking up. And I guess this is what Hal is pointing out. Before, I would say about a year ago, there were a lot more people on Facebook kind of on the Wes Moore train. Now, not so much. And I would think a lot of this started when you saw the changes in your utility bills. And so then you go to Instagram, and I told you guys before, on Instagram, that's where he does fairly well. And that's where you post all the pictures and the videos. And people are really there for pictures and videos, right? They're not really there for the substance. They're not there for the message of the content, right? So he does okay on Instagram, but I don't use that as like a barometer because those people aren't really paying attention. Right? They like the way he looks. They like the way that he goes on some of these popular podcasts. They like the way that he's like, so cool in his demeanor, things like that. And so I don't usually use Instagram to weigh, where I think people are headed as far as their votes. But great point there from Hal. I want to get into this, honestly, because, for me, Governor Wes Moore has been a complete disappointment. Now, I will say, I was never fond of Wes Moore. And I saw right through him from the very beginning. And I think I told you guys, as I was here on the show before I decided to launch my bid that went nowhere. But I was here on the show and I said then, I hope at the very least Peter Franchot wins the primary. And so as we were watching, Governor Wes Moore was gaining steam. But if you remember, in the very beginning, he was only sitting at 3 or 4% for quite some time. And you had Peter Franchot and Tom Perez, who once worked for Barack Obama. They were the front runners. And so at that time, I thought, okay, I hope they don't go the Perez route because he was another, ridiculous socialist. But at that time, I thought, all right, if anything, maybe the Democrats in Maryland have enough sense to at least vote for the comptroller, right? Nope, not at all. So we're already facing a deficit, right? We've had the structural surplus from a surplus from Governor Larry Hogan. A lot of that was COVID relief money. And, he was talking about the $5 billion. At that point, Larry Hogan was telling everybody, I've got a 76% approval rating in Maryland. Ha, ha, ha. I'm a Republican. I do so well with Democrats. Many Republicans were saying, dude, you're not even a Republican in our eyes. So it is what it is. Right? There was a lot of back and forth. But he didn't leave the tank on E, right? He did not do that. But Governor Wes Moore gets in office and he starts spending like it was nobody's business. And at that time, you had people like Senator Justin Reedy, who was going on the airwaves and he was saying, look, I see him spending money. I hope he doesn't blow through that surplus because underneath it all, we're broke. And that is what Senator Reedy said right out the gate. And at this time, Governor Moore was saying that he was glad that he had money to spend. Do you remember that? He only changed his tune when he overspent himself. Then all of a sudden he was saying, oh, it was a sugar high and all that other stuff. Well, anyways, I knew for a fact because of his platform, whether it was the climate change initiatives, the fact that he was an open society type candidate, I knew that he was coming in to spend money. That's what he was going to do. He had a lot of people fooled. He had people even in my own family fooled. I was like, just sick to my stomach when they would talk about that they were going to vote for this guy. They would talk about how they didn't like Dan Cox and he's too MAGA. Well, guess what, guys? Whether you say Dan Cox is too MAGA or not, we wouldn't be in this position that we're in now. Okay? We would not be in this position that we're in now had you voted for Dan Cox, whether you like him or not. And that's just a fact. Well, anyway, so Governor Wes Moore officially launched his reelection bid, and he did so in PG County and in Baltimore City. Now, of course, we all know why he chose those areas, right? Because only in Maryland would Wes Moore have some real traction and real support in the blackest areas of the state. Only black people, and yes, I'm saying it, only black people are dumb enough to come out and support a governor based on the color of his skin. And here we are looking at people applauding this guy with zero accomplishments behind him. And on top of it, you've got Wes Moore who stood up there at that podium this weekend and had the nerve to utter the Francis Scott Key Bridge after we saw that the contractor was kicked off the job that did phase one. Phase two, who's going to do it? I don't know. You don't know either. I don't even think Wes Moore knows. But he had the nerve to utter it after many people were wondering why he wasn't talking about it as soon as the contractor announced that they were no longer on the job. He was in Miami doing podcasts. He was in California with Bill Maher and Jessica Alba. He was in New York City doing another podcast. This guy was everywhere but in the state of Maryland. And here we are finding out that our $5.8 billion bridge no longer has a contract. Take a listen to what he said in Baltimore.
And we will complete major projects with speed and safety and cost savings. And by the way, Baltimore, that includes the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This will not be easy, but we're not promised easy. If we do our job, we're promised victory.
This will not be easy. Well, it could be a lot easier if you didn't have the DEI standards and all these other mandates for those who get a contract here that is over $20 million, which, of course, we spoke to Delegate Mike Griffith about that last week. There are so many obstacles and regulations and big government in the way. On top of Miss Greenhands, I don't even know what to call him. You know, you got Governor Wes Moore looking at his 2028 bid, I'm sure, for the Oval Office. And you know darn well he's going to want somebody that's going to help grease his hand as he's on his way to end up with the contract with the bridge. You know for a fact that's what he's looking for. And so here you've got the situation. If you guys want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And I told you, I was listening to an interview this morning with Representative Andy Harris. And Andy Harris let the cat out of the bag by saying, yes, the government did approve the bridge funding when it was $2.8 billion. He said the government never approved, the federal government never approved a $5 billion check and plus, okay? Because we know it's going to cost more than $5 billion at this point. And so now, Congressman Andy Harris says, I don't even know if we have the commitment from the federal government to actually pay for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Now, we're still looking to see what happened with the cargo ship company, right? The Dolly. What are they going to pay for? What's happening there? We don't know. See, the governor never talks about any of these things. And when I have people call the show saying, oh, Trump's not being transparent. The Iran war, not this transparent. Well, guess what? This whole thing with the Francis Scott Key Bridge, there is zero transparency. Nor are they even allowing an IG, an inspector general, to come statewide, countywide, you name it. Democrats don't want anybody peeking over their shoulders. And so now here we are just flying by the seat of our pants by some guy, some executive named Wes Moore, who claims he's not a politician. But guess what? He also doesn't know how to run a state. He does not know how to run a business. He's also not an executive. So, sir, you might not be a politician, but you're also not a leader. And in this moment, we need a leader. We get back with continuous conversation. If you guys want to weigh in, of course, call me and let me know. 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680. Right now, I've got my friend on the line, Dr. Learfield, and he's on the phone with me. Good morning, Dr. Learfield. So did you brave the cold weather and go out this weekend? Did you stay inside and relax? I was inside most of the weekend. What did you do?
I was in and out. I couldn't decide what to do. So.
Yeah, there were spots where it was nice and then it was cold again. And I was like, man, this is no good. This is no good. Well, today I have a question for you, Dr. Learfield. Our listeners are interested to know the answer from you. What are some causes of bad breath and how can it be treated?
Well, bad breath can be a sign of many things. And when we speak about it, I assume you're not talking about the garden variety morning breath that most people have. We're talking the middle of the day halitosis. You know, there can be a couple of things that cause that bad breath, and some of it can be relatively benign, while others can be a sign of a more serious condition. Some benign reasons include things you eat or drink. I'm sure we've all known those people who have that garlic addiction or onion, and you can always tell when they're in the room, and that can be a relatively simple fix. Either just eat less garlic or make sure to keep those breath mints, you know, on yourself to freshen your breath. Some people get chronic tonsil stones, which can create the bad odor, and you may need to get those removed from time to time. But those are relatively benign reasons for halitosis, but there can also be bad breath issues that are a sign of something else going on. One example is the same bacteria that cause periodontal disease can cause a pretty bad odor in the mouth, and in my experience, the people that have this disease don't even notice how bad they smell a lot of times, but I guarantee their friends do. So that's one possible cause for the bad breath. Tooth decay as well. If it's limited to one or two teeth, it usually doesn't cause bad breath, but once it involves multiple teeth, many times it can cause that odor, and that's due to the same bacteria that's causing the rotting of the teeth, and, you know, that smells and can be detectable. Bad breath can also be caused by acid reflux, or GERD, which stands for gastroesophageal reflux disease. Try saying that 10 times fast. And many people don't even know that they have acid reflux, but there's persistent acid coming up from the stomach. And this can erode the teeth, but it can also cause bad breath. And it's not just an annoyance, by the way. Chronic acid reflux can cause certain types of cancer, and it's important to get treated for this if you have it. One other cause can be diabetes. It has a very distinctive fruity odor due to the unregulated sugar in the blood. So if you've had people complain about your breath, this may be something you want to ask your primary care doctor or your dentist to check it out.
Well, thank you, Dr. Learfield. There's a lot of things now I got to pay attention to. I didn't realize that. I appreciate you. Before I let you go, if you can let our listeners know where you're located and a phone number so they can set up an appointment and perhaps not knowing how you can help with bad breath concerns or simply just a checkup and a cleaning.
Sure. We're located at 2324 West Joppa Road, Suite 110, and that's right off the Beltway between 695 and 83, right off of Falls Road. Our phone number to reach us is 410-321-1100.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dr. Learfield. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Democrats are like the aliens from Independence Day. They move in, they devour all the resources, then they move on to destroy other places. And they're going to try and do that in Texas, but it ain't going to work. They're going to try and do it in Florida, and it ain't going to work. And I hope to God in heaven that Maryland finally pulls its head out of its rear end and they drain that Maryland General Asylum in Annapolis. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And again, thank you, Dr. Learfield, the Smile Design Center. Really great crew over there. As I mentioned last week, I did go over there for my cleaning, or not cleaning, well, teeth whitening. I wanted more white teeth, obviously, like anybody. I drink coffee like it's nobody's business, but I got to get my attachments off. That's with the Invisalign. So I've got to first go back to my orthodontist, and then I'll go back over there, and I'll let you guys know. And I'll do before and after pictures, too. I will. I think I'm supposed to be in a retainer by now, but I'm what you call a non-compliant patient at my orthodontist. So I've had this Invisalign for years, longer than I should have. And that is because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. I even, like right now, because I checked my bank account, I've already even paid it off, and I still have it. Because, I mean, it's just, it's so crazy. So crazy. But, again, Dr. Learfield and his team, they're really great over there. So go ahead and see them. You will not be disappointed. All right, we were talking about, of course, Governor Wes Moore. And as you heard there, we played the clip where he said, oh, yes, the Key Bridge is not going to be easy. And this is a large project and blase, blase. But yet nobody pushed back on him, right? They're all applauding. Yet he was saying this in Baltimore City. And just imagine how many people in that room have to utilize the bridge. Just imagine, if you will. And here they are applauding, knowing that this bridge has completely come to a halt, right? It's not under contract. Already, what do we have over there? We have piles that have been driven through the ground underwater. Nothing that we can see, nothing tangible. We can't point to it and say, oh, look what's going. There was somebody online, I think they posted it on my Facebook page. Somebody online said, Kim, the old bridge, look at how it's still torn apart. There are many pieces of the old bridge still just sitting there. Because we were told that the demolition was done, right? That's not done. It's not done. Now, I think that's part of phase one. And this company, Kiewit, I think they're supposed to still handle this. I don't know. I don't know, but I do know this, is that he's not doing a good job. He's not a great governor. He's not a good leader. I'm going to go ahead and read some of your text messages here. Todd from Street, Maryland says, oh, Kim, I said this before, but I don't remember hearing it read. Listening to the governor speak makes me want to throw up coat hangers. Yes, Todd, you did say that before. And I do believe it. Keith says, Kim, you've got a lot of guts for saying that what you said about black voters. You are worth your weight in gold. Can't wait to hear what Terrell has to say about it. Well, Terrell's not going to call in because this is a state issue. He only calls in about Donald Trump. But yeah, no, it's look, it's honesty. It's honesty. Which other race do you see that votes based on, you know, skin color? It's just the black race, and you know, it's unfortunate. My community, the black community, they will vote for someone based on the color of their skin. Governor Wes Moore is a terrible governor. And behind closed doors, any black person will tell you that. They will tell you that they're spending way too much as far as energy costs. They will tell you that all the taxes and fees are adding up. They will tell you that they don't believe him. They don't really trust him. His story doesn't make sense. And we get back, we're going to talk about that in just a bit. Fox 45 spotlight on Maryland. Not sure if you saw the article, but apparently there's gaps in Governor Wes Moore's military service. Now, we talked about all these shoes that are going to be dropping all the way up to November. Here's another one. We'll get into that when we get back. But yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, but the black community, I don't know why we do this to ourselves. Why do we do this to ourselves? You don't have to vote for someone based on skin color. And if that's the case, why didn't I win in the second district? Why did Johnny O beat me, right? You vote based on skin color when it's convenient. We'll talk more when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Iran is not pleased by President Trump's Project Freedom initiative. The goal is to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to ship traffic, which has been disrupted by Iran. We don't know why he is hospitalized, but Rudy Giuliani is in critical but stable condition in a Florida hospital. President Trump calls the 81-year-old Giuliani a true warrior. At least a dozen people injured a shooting last night at a party in Edmond, Oklahoma. Police say two gunmen were involved. So far, there have been no arrests. $4.45 per gallon, that's AAA's national average for gasoline, and that as of this morning. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 86 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 15 points higher. The S&P 500 index is up 5 points. More details, srnnews.com.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be Shane Boz's turn tonight as the O's try to salvage game four of this debacle called the series against the Yanks. New York swept the first three over the weekend, outscoring Baltimore 27-9, out-homering the Birds 8-2. In the postgame yesterday, manager Albernez using a concerning word, a flash signal to Baltimore baseball fans.
For me, it's at a crucial point where what team do we want to be? You know, we can fold up and just thinking that everything will turn around just by itself, or we're going to put the work in and really make this happen.
Even the whiff, the scent of the word fold on May 4th is extremely concerning. And this now breaking this morning, longtime Yankee radio voice John Sterling has passed away. Sterling began calling Yankees games in 1989 and called 5,060 consecutive until he missed four games in 2019. Sterling began his broadcasting career in Baltimore, serving as the play-by-play announcer for the Bullets in the 1970s season, and then called Morgan State University football games from 1971 to 1978. John Sterling was 87 years of age. One thing that was noticeable at Ravens camp for rookies over the weekend was how much pre-snap chatter, chemistry, and communication there was among the rookies who had never played together until this weekend. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked how unusual that was.
You can't play this game quiet, and you can't play this game with doubt, and you can't play this game without knowing what you're doing. You know, I know from a defensive standpoint, like, we should be the loudest, most crazy, obnoxious communicating unit in the history of football.
Coming up in 30 minutes, manager Albernez shoulders the blame. And that is Stein on Sports.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are kicking off a big warm-up this week, actually getting underway today. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. Even warmer come Tuesday. Increasing clouds with temperatures nearing 80 degrees. And this is all ahead of a chance of showers arriving by Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Amazon Business empowers leaders with smart business buying tools, leaving time to focus on strategy and growth. Free up your teams and focus on your future at AmazonBusiness.com.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My heart's never smiled.
All right. We're talking about Governor Westmore. Don't forget, you can weigh in at any time. And if you go to the WCBM.com website or even our app, you can take part in the poll question of the day. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Governor Westmore can be beat? At 9:35 a.m. tomorrow morning, we'll get into the results of the poll from today. Like I said, over 600 comments right now on that post on Facebook alone. Many people weighing in. Many of you, I'm sure, feel the same way. And, you know, some people are saying, yeah, I think it can be beat. Some people are saying that many people won't wake up. I do want to get your thoughts on it. And, of course, if you want to call in, you can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. I wanted to give you a little piece of this list from Chris Papps with Project Baltimore. He has this on his social media accounts. He says the list now features the USDA. Now, Chris Papps has been keeping a list since Governor Westmore took office. And here on X, he's talking about what's happened in 2026 and in 2025. Okay, so he's not even getting down to the very beginning of this, just in this post. But he says the USDA announced plans to move its Agricultural Research Service Division out of Beltsville, Maryland, to facilities across the country, affecting 1,000 jobs. Okay, so in case you missed that, the USDA is moving its Agricultural Research Service Division out of Beltsville, Maryland. Okay, so again, that's a loss of about 1,000 jobs. Now, like I said, Chris Papps is updating the list as he goes. So here in 2026, he's got the 1,000 jobs now being lost at USDA. The Key Bridge builder contract canceled. No timeline given for that rebuild. Maryland lost the Preakness Stakes trademark rights to Churchill Downs. And if you saw, because my friend, I was asking him if he was going to the Preakness, and he went to go check it out. It's already sold out because apparently they're not offering many tickets at all now that it's at Laurel. So if you're going, or if you have a ticket, look at it as like the golden ticket of Willy Wonka, okay? Because not many people are going to have that ticket. So if you decide to resell it, you know, on wherever, what is that, Ticket Tub or StubHub or whatever, it looks like you can make a lot of money off of that. Also, Potomac River ranked nation's most endangered river. Now, whether or not that falls exactly on Governor Wes Moore, it looks like it's shared between D.C. and Maryland, but that's also on Chris Papp's list. Second most expensive state to raise a child, according to LendingTree. Here in Maryland, you've got the paint fee enacted, $2.25 plus up to 5 gallons. I bought paint over the weekend. And I spent $1.50 per gallon extra for recycling. And it was so funny because I sent it over to my friend. I was like, yeah, thanks for the tax. He's like, well, now it can be recycled properly. Dude, recycle what? Number one, I'm using the paint. Number two, if I have any left over, I'm going to properly seal it and I'm going to store it because if something were to happen or anything, I can go back and use the paint. Another thing is, if you leave the top off of the can, guess what? It dries. And you know what happens when it dries? You can just throw it away. And if you live in Baltimore County, as Doug and Kathy Schlega pointed out just 2 weeks ago, they already have a place where you can recycle the paint if you want to. So again, stupid, stupid fee. Stupid fee. Also on the list, unemployment rate jumps to 4.3% in Maryland, a $1.4 billion budget deficit. You had the massive Sheraton Hotel closing downtown Baltimore. A Wallet Hub named Maryland's second worst U.S. state to start a business in 2026. Proposed U.S. congressional map introduced to eliminate bipartisan state representation. Again, this is a list from Chris Papps on Project Baltimore. He says high school graduation rate falls 1.2% to 86.4% despite massive funding spike. Let that sink in. You also have 12,000 residents lost to domestic migration, sixth most in U.S. That's per census, the Census Bureau. They're the ones that took those numbers. Maryland named sixth worst state for tax competitiveness. That was according to the Tax Foundation. That's just in 2026 alone. We're going to get to 2025 here in a second. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I've got Dave in Cockeysville. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. There's a lot of things going on with Governor Westmore.
By your voice, you're always doing well. Yeah. You're a lovely person.
Thanks.
So I called in because we're pounding on Westmore, right? So Westmore, Brooke Learman, and Derek Davis have received at a ratio of 40-1 lobbyist money. If you add up what Orsted, Equinor, Avangrid, and U.S. Wind have given them in the campaign contribution money versus everything that Exelon, BG&E, and Constellation have donated to the Board of Public Works. Now, that should tell you something. 40-1, they've given them all this money, and we're not getting any kind of energy from any of these wind farms. But Westmore and the Board of Public Works are granting all these permits that are going against the companies that have spent their whole career here, Exelon, BG&E, and Constellation, that day in and day out produce power for us. And all they're doing is getting the shaft from Westmore, Brooke Learman, and Derek Davis, because all they're talking about is clean energy, which we know is not clean. It takes chemicals to make it. It's not renewable. It's non-synchronous. Nothing's renewable. I mean, you use something up, it's used up. But what PJM calls that energy is non-synchronous because you don't know when it's on or off. It's running off the sun and the wind. The point is, the money shows up everywhere. That lobbyist money shows up in all these committee meetings. It shows up in campaign signs. It shows up the other day at the Towson Festival. I saw a group that was pushing the offshore wind. And every statement they had on their banner out front was a false statement of incorrect information about how great this renewable energy or non-sustainable, non-synchronous power is. So Westmore and Brooke Learman and Derek Davis are bought and paid for, and I don't even know why Derek Davis gets any money because he's not running for office, but he's collecting campaign money. When your major cities like Ocean City and their main counties are trying to block these transmission lines and they're trying to keep the oceans clean for the fishing community, you wonder why we're given such credit or such some of our best assets away to these foreign companies.
Yeah, no, great points there, Dave. I mean, it isn't getting
That's
any better.
Mouthful.
And they're
That's
getting
a mouthful.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're definitely doing a lot more. Thank you, Dave, so much for weighing in. I appreciate you, and thank you for those facts there. But it isn't getting any better, and I didn't realize Comptroller Brooke Learman was also on the list of receiving so much money from these other companies. But that just tells people what's going on here. If you think that, you know, those that pretend to be in charge are really in charge, they're not, right? They listen to what these big donor dollars are telling them to do. Comptroller Brooke Learman, you guys know, she's like number one on my list. I think even ahead of Wes Moore, even though I really, truly do not like the job that he is doing. But Comptroller Brooke Learman, you had these scathing audits come out. She did absolutely nothing. She doesn't even address them. Meanwhile, she's posting about Renee Good and Alex Preddy in Minnesota. She's talking, you know, she was at the opening day with Wes Moore. She was standing there as he was booed. You know, and she doesn't do anything that a comptroller should be doing. She has completely ruined the integrity of that office since Peter Franco left. Meanwhile, Peter Franco, a Democrat. And that was the thing that really, you know, grated my nerves. She kept saying, oh, I'm going to reimagine the comptroller's office. What? We need you to go in there and do some accounting. How do you reimagine numbers, right? 2 + 2 either equals 4 or you're just an idiot. So, like, I don't know. She's really, you know, for me, she's out to lunch. Speaking of which, the woman that is running against her, Brooke Learman, somebody on the show pointed out, I think it was Glenn Gilhar was listening to the show, pointed out that she had an opponent. I reached out to this woman, Sonia, multiple times. I've got nothing back. I will also note this. This is a Republican, by the way, running for comptroller in the state of Maryland. I will also note this. I don't know if anybody knows her and can reach out to her. Please do. But on top of it, her pictures, if you notice, her pictures are AI. So she doesn't respond to emails. It doesn't really look like she's posting. Like, it looks like ChatGPT kind of stuff. And then her pictures are AI. Because I actually did a little due diligence, and I went down, and I'm like, all right, well, let me see who's this Sonia, right? I think Sonia Dunn is her name. I went to go drill down in, and you got the MDGOP that's promoting her. And I saw her pictures, and I saw her actual pictures with her family. Looks nothing like the AI photos. It's similar, but really does not look like her. So I don't know who's posting for this woman. I don't know if it's her. I don't know if it's somebody in her family. But if you're going to be any kind of competition for Brooke Learman, who is raising a ton of money, please come out of the shadows. We want to support you, especially if you're a Republican, if you're fiscally conservative. Let's go. I got a text here kind of on the same vein. James says, first-time texter as well, thoughts on John Byrick pulling his endorsement from candidate Dominic Martin. For being seen in a press conference with candidate Ed Hale. I've seen Dominic in pictures with Dan Cox and Shannon Wright. Just seems very low for John to do such a thing. James, I didn't realize John pulled his endorsement from Dominic. We've had Dominic on the show. A nice guy, very young. Seems to have his head on straight, and seems like he could get Democrat voters, especially in that Woodlawn area. I didn't see it. I didn't know that he had endorsed him. I didn't know that he pulled it. But that would be unfortunate because, of course, many candidates, right, whether it's you got Fitz, you've got Alex Harlan, you've got all these individuals that are running right now, you know, they're going to be around other candidates that are running for governor because those candidates obviously are at other events. And all of the candidates, especially in this region, they all support one another. They support one another. They're buying tickets to each other's fundraisers. They're trying to keep the money flowing so they can purchase signs and hand out literature. So if you pull the endorsement over that, then no, that is wrong. That is wrong. I mean, you can't get upset with these candidates because at the end of the day, yes, someone's going to win the gubernatorial primary on the Republican side. And you want to make sure that you're friendly with that individual as well if you're a candidate down ballot. I mean, we are so much so in the minority, you know, that would just be the right thing to do. So I wouldn't even blink twice if I saw a picture of Alex Harlan with John Myrick and Ed Hale and Dan Cox, you know, and who else is on the list? Shannon Wright. I wouldn't even blink at it because obviously Alex Harlan's at all the events. And so are the gubernatorial candidates. I mean, it's just, and that's where they go to meet more donors. So James, in the texter, I don't know if that's why John Myrick pulled his endorsement of Dominic. I hope it's not true. But if he's listening, listening or somebody knows, if you want to call in, straighten that out, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I want to get back to this list here from Chris Pabst as far as Governor Wes Moore. We talked about what he had on the list for 2026. Here's what Chris Pabst of Project Baltimore has on the list for Governor Moore in 2025. At that time, we were looking at a $3 billion budget deficit, a $1.6 billion tax and fee hike. We had the Moody's credit downgrade. Remember, we ended up that. That was 2025, wasn't it? Vehicle emissions and registration fee spikes. State hiring freeze and job cuts. We all remember that. Remember, Wes Moore was going to be the savior, right? And he was coming in on the horse to save those federal government workers that were cut off due to DOGE. But they weren't even doing anything. And then we found out, remember he had that From Fed to Ed was the name of the program. You went from your federal job to education because we have the teacher shortage. And only a handful of people actually signed up. He put $1 million into that program. Because he just swore that those federal government workers were hard workers that were just laid off due to Trump and racism and DOGE. Well, no, they were laid off because they weren't working over there and they didn't want to work over here either. That's why they were laid off, Governor Moore. People try to explain it to you, but you don't want to listen. All right, soaring utility prices, that's also on the list. Let's see, loss of IonQ's quantum computing hub. Oh, I remember that. The loss of the FBI headquarters, loss of Six Flags. The new 3% IT tax, that was in 2025. The vending machine tax, 6%. I pay that often. I know all about it. You have the vehicle excise tax that went up to 6.5%, the $5 tire tax. You had the sporting betting tax hike, 15 to 20%. The cannabis tax increase, 9 to 12%. The car title fee increase, $100 to $200. The 3.5% car rental tax. Oh, my God. If you drive, you're just, you know, you're screwed. The fishing license increase went from $25.50 to $52. The boating and title registration fee went to $24.70. The speed camera ticket increases. Don't have to tell me about that. Historic car registration changed from 20 years to model year 1999 or older. And, of course, the public school enrollment fell to 11,000 students, which is a 1.3% decline. Here's the thing. Governor Wes Moore has been the worst governor here in this state. And there are lists to prove it. And as Chris Pabst put this out, I noticed Carter Elliott, Governor Wes Moore's spokesperson, he was online all weekend, part of which he was promoting him, you know, Governor Moore being in PG County in Baltimore City. But he was also going back and forth with Delegate Mark Fisher. He went back and forth with Delegate Kathy Schlega. He was saying that they were ineffective legislators and they needed to be quiet and they didn't know what they were talking about because they were going on and on about Governor Moore. So Carter Elliott was upset about it because the Maryland Freedom Caucus, they speak up a lot online. Well, I did note, Carter Elliott and friends, if you're listening in Governor Moore's office, and sometimes you do, I did note that nobody said anything to Chris Pabst with Project Baltimore. He put out this long list of all the things that have gone wrong under Governor Moore's leadership in 2026 and 2025, and you didn't say a word about it because it's all true. It is all true. And there's nothing you can say to Chris Pabst. He's just doing his job as an investigative reporter. And it's a shame that you go back and forth with legislators that go to Annapolis East Session trying to save us a dime or two. And here you are coming after them. Again, I stand by that. Governor Moore, the worst governor I've ever seen here in the state of Maryland. And I've been living here since 1991. Crazy. All right, we'll talk more about this when we get back real quick. I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the very first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steve and the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Now, their craftsmanship and attention to detail and even their commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and so do I. The AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. You see how that works? Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400, or if it's easier, go visit them online, aeshome.us.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Previously on Casey and Company.
The Democrats don't care because they just launder money through the legislature to their supporters, to their donors, to their unions, to their constituents. They don't care who gets the money. They'll finally pass a bill that might hold nonprofits accountable. This state is, I think, one of the most corrupt states in the entire United States of America.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. You know, I do want to read to you a little bit from the Spotlight of Maryland article. Real quick, I'm sure you probably heard Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor. He's in critical condition, but yet in stable condition. Not sure how they are, you know, pushing that through, but that's NBC News says this morning. Not really sure why he's in the hospital, but his spokesperson said that so far he's doing all right. So I will keep an eye on what's going on there. But Rudy Giuliani, somebody that really changed New York City around for the better. Just so that, you know, when you make sure that you follow the laws of the books, you'd be surprised at how better things get. It's wild, right? What a wild concept. All right. I did want to read to you just a little bit here from this Spotlight on Maryland article. The title is Governor Westmore's Army Records Show Training Delays and Gaps. Okay, so now we know that Spotlight of Maryland has been questioning what Governor Moore has been doing. And here's how it starts. Questions about Maryland Governor Moore's military record have centered largely on the Bronze Star Medal. First, on his 18-year-long false claim that he had received it, and then on the controversial circumstances of the awards presentation in 2024. But a Spotlight on Maryland investigation has uncovered unexplained gaps and delays in his training that also warrant explanation. All right, now this is according to military personnel. Now we knew that they were reaching out, right, because we were talking about the shoe that was going to be dropping. Spotlight reviewed more than 38 pages from Moore's official military personnel file, obtained through the Freedom of Information Act FOIA request, along with his public statements and prior reporting. To interpret the records, Spotlight consulted with 8 retired Army officers. They say a series of irregularities within the records raises a broader question. Did Westmore treat Army service as a ticket punch from which to build a political career? Despite the obligation he accepted when he took the oath to office, commissioned officer. Okay, so it says in July 2006, the Baltimore Sun article quotes Moore as stating he had political ambitions and that a mentor and senior officer advised him that a military deployment would help his resume toward the objective. Okay. Now, on paper, Moore served as a U.S. Army Reserve from September 13, 1996 to 2014, 17 years. But an analysis done by Spotlight on Maryland concludes that except for one roughly 7-month period of active duty for a deployment to Afghanistan, Westmore's record reflects that a retired general described as what as that as of a mostly professional non-participant. This is an officer whose name remained on the rolls, but who did not fully meet the responsibilities expected to junior officers by the Army. Again, this is a Spotlight on Maryland article. You can see it on Fox 45's website. It says Moore did not respond when asked. Did he fully meet his responsibilities? The gaps in training begin near the start of Moore's career. So some people are saying, and these are those in the military that believe that he really didn't serve much at all in that 17 years. He kind of just used it as, oh, I'm a soldier. And I will note, at the launch of his reelection bid, you had his wife, Dawn Moore. She took to the stage and she said, I knew at that time I was marrying a soldier, not a politician. That was her quote. Interesting, right? Interesting choice of words. We just got so much more. We get back. Stay right there.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Kim Klasick here. Want a night out that feels special? Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Although it just started today, President Trump's Project Freedom is already having an impact. The goal is to get shipping moving again through the Strait of Hormuz, and the U.S. military has already escorted two U.S. flagged merchant ships out of the strait. Iran claims to have hit one of those vessels with a missile. That's something U.S. Central Command says is not true.
President Trump says the project aims to assist neutral and innocent countries affected by the Iran war. Iran has rejected it. President also says ongoing discussions with Iran could lead to positive outcomes. A cargo ship near the strait was attacked by a small craft early Sunday, that according to British military. Iran denies the attack, saying a ship was stopped for a documents check.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. At least a dozen people injured a shooting last night at a party in Edmond, Oklahoma. So far, no arrests. An investigation answers a key question about the White House Correspondents' Dinner attack.
Authorities have determined that buckshot from the gun of the man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Association dinner in an attempt to kill President Trump struck a Secret Service agent. That word comes from the federal prosecutor overseeing the investigation. Last week, Jeanine Pirro said there was no evidence the agent was hit by friendly fire during the incident at the Washington Hotel on April 25th. But the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia went beyond that, saying a shot from Cole Allen's weapons hit the officer's bullet-resistant vest. That officer survived. Allen was injured during the attack, but was not shot. I'm Julie Walker.
We don't know why he is hospitalized, but former New York mayor, presidential advisor, and attorney Rudy Giuliani is in critical but stable condition in a hospital in Florida. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning, it's 1103. I'm Maggie Hunter with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Members of Maryland's congressional delegation will join Mayor Brent and Scott to highlight federal funding for the city's group violence reduction strategy. The mayor, Chris Van Hollen, Kwesi Mfume, and Johnny Olszewski will hold a 1 p.m. press conference at the Shirley Avenue Street Park on Reisterstown Road to discuss how the nearly $1.2 million will support the continued expansion of the GVRS program. And Laurel-based Revolutionary VP Studios is converting the former Floormax warehouse on Mid-Atlantic Boulevard into a state-of-the-art video production facility. The company says it will be one of the best virtual production facilities of its size in the world, supporting film, commercials, photography, and immersive events. Revolutionary says it's excited to be working with the state to bring the amazing tech and critical infrastructure piece to the region. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
My dad passed away unexpectedly. Of course, it was awful in every way, but we are very grateful that he had life insurance. So even after he was gone, he was still able to provide for us. And that's why I have life insurance for my family. Ethos.com. They make it fast and easy to get covered. It's 100% online. You get a quote in seconds. You can apply in minutes. You get covered the same day.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Rates may vary.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. A troubling weekend for Baltimore baseball in New York.
High fly ball, right field. O'Neill back, on the track, at the wall. See ya! A two-run home run for Dominguez. He reaches the seats, and the Yankees now lead by three.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Jason Dominguez, two-run shot, opened the floodgates to a seven-run eighth off Andrew Kittredge. You don't even want to know what his ERA is. As the Yanks take three over the weekend from the Birds, 11-3 the final yesterday. Trying times for manager Albernaz, who shouldered the blame after Saturday's 9-4 drilling administered by the Yanks.
That group is really talented, and I feel like we should not be three games below 500. And that's on me. You know, I got to do a better job of leading these guys and getting the most out of them.
And it's not over yet. Game four tonight at 7:05. Shane Boz for Baltimore, Cam Schlittler for New York. Ravens had their rookies in over the weekend, introducing them to life in the NFL. Head coach Jesse Minter says it was good, but it's still early in the process.
It's a rookie mini camp, you know, in May, and we're not really in full gear, so we're trying to be smart from a physicality standpoint. But I really just enjoyed the guys' urgency, like their eagerness to want to learn, their eagerness to want to get better.
Next camp, OTAs, 2 weeks from today. Coming up in 30 minutes, is it time to be concerned about the Orioles? And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 11:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A warm day underway, mostly sunny with temperatures warming right into the mid-70s. Mostly clear and mild tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. More sunshine on Tuesday with even warmer temperatures and highs in the mid-80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in Bel Air, 64 in Edgemere, and 63 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully your week is getting started off right. If you're listening to WCBM 680, then you're doing a great job, okay? You're already doing a fantastic job. I know my morning was a little bit, I was a little concerned this morning. I don't know what it was, but last night, you guys know I'm trying to redo my whole master bedroom there. But last night, for some reason, I forgot to set my alarm. And I don't know how I did this, okay? Because I get up at 4:30 a.m. every morning, and I forgot to set my alarm. Well, meanwhile, luckily, by the grace of God, I woke up at 5:50 anyways. But I'm like looking around. All of a sudden, I see that there's like light coming through the window, and I'm like, oh my God! And I'm freaking out. And then I realized, I was like, okay, I'm still in the clear. I just missed the gym, but that's it. That's it. All right, so I'm good. I'm good. Well, anyways, you guys, hopefully you're having a better morning than my morning started out. Of course, if you're joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Because we were talking about, of course, Governor Wes Moore officially launching his reelection bid. He did so in Baltimore City, in Prince George's County, because that's where you go if you've got lots of propaganda and no achievements. And they still welcome you with open arms, okay? They do that in PG County. You guys know I grew up in Accokeek, and I know it to be true. Also, you had the sad, sad weekend for Spirit Airlines, you know, not just for the travelers, for all those that were employed with Spirit Airlines. They have been laid off effective immediately, and according to the transportation secretary, it'll be about 17,000 jobs that will be affected by this. And so very sad indeed. We're talking about the merger that was supposed to happen between JetBlue and Spirit. And it didn't happen, and that's because the Biden administration and Democrats decided to get involved in that conversation, and here's what you got. So now Democrats have eliminated that lower-tier competition, and, you know, people are now talking about how expensive a lot of these flights are now. And unfortunately, it's not going to go down anytime soon. I guess going back to Joe's point, yeah, the gas prices, oil is high. So it's not going to come down anytime soon. Now, it'll be a little bit better, as Dwight from Pasadena called in and said, of course, if you're trying to book the day of, it's going to be ridiculous. I think everybody knows that, right? But anyways, we were talking about Governor Wes Moore's gaps and delays in his military service, according to Spotlight on Maryland. And you can find his article on Fox 45. I just wanted to note real quick, because I thought this was interesting. I just wanted to relay it to you. In 2006, you know, the resume submitted during Wes Moore, his bid for the White House fellowship. Remember we talked about this? He worked under Condoleezza Rice, and it was with the Bush Center. This is when he was a Republican. Not sure when he switched. But anyways, Moore would later write, and this is what he had written, at 19 years old, I was the youngest U.S. Army officer in 1998. Now, Spotlight of Maryland says they were unable to independently verify that claim, making it one of the earliest examples of Wes Moore's story not being easily verified in public records. Now, the Marion Military Institute in Alabama, Georgia Military College, and the New Mexico Military Institute also commissioned 19-year-olds annually through the same early commissioning program. Without commissioning records from all four schools for 1998, there is no way to establish that Wes Moore was the youngest officer in the Army in that year. Now, of course, Spotlight of Maryland did reach out to Governor Wes Moore's office, and they did not respond when they were asked, when they were asked if he was in fact the youngest, because they wanted to get him to obviously say it on the record as well. But he has made that statement time and time again. And I do look at a lot of the things that, you know, that he did in order to receive that White House fellowship, including pretending to be a part of the University of Maryland's Football Hall of Fame. Remember that whole deal? That was also on there with the Rhodes Scholar, you know, accolades, everything he did at Oxford, the thesis that we cannot find currently. And I honestly, just looking from the outside in, and you're seeing the story unravel. And for those that think that I'm just harping on this because I'm a Republican and I hate Wes Moore, you know, this is our governor. And he has done a lousy job, and you have to admit that. But I'm not the one digging into his background. It's not me. I'm just reading it here, right? We're just talking about it. There are investigative journalists, now that he's obviously has 2028 ambitions, or even 2032, whichever he decides. But there, you know, he clearly has ambitions. That's why he's traveling all over the country. He's barely in the state of Maryland. And so what has happened is he's opened himself up to investigative journalists all over the country. So he's going to have to come up with answers. You know, for him to say, oh, Fox 45 is biased, and oh, it's Sinclair Media, or, you know, some what do you say, obscure blog is what he said for the Washington Free Beacon. You know, you're going to have to come up with better answers. Because pretty soon you're going to have the New York Times, you're going to have NBC, you're going to have other, the Washington Post, you're going to have other publications that are going to begin to dig. Because when you state that you want to one day run for president, or you act as though that you are making your, you know, your crisscross across the country, they're going to look at that as, oh, he wants to be a contender. He wants to be in the big leagues. And they're going to overturn every stone they could possibly overturn. And they want to have the scoop. They want to be first to the story. And that's what they're going to do. And so if you thought, you know, and I, look, and even with the Bronze Star situation, Governor Wes Moore, you saw what happened to now Governor Tim Walz, right? Because he was a stolen valor guy, too. And now, here he was on the ticket as VP with Kamala Harris. Now he can't even run for re-election for governor of Minnesota. So, and, you know, if you thought you could get away with this stuff, you cannot. This is going to continue, and you cannot say that it's MAGA that's doing it. You're going to have a rude awakening. All right. I did want to just go into, I know many of you guys are local, and thankfully you listen to the show. We've been talking about the crime and violence in the Towson area, and according to Councilman Mike Gertel, who, you know, is the councilman in that area, he claims that it's just your imagination. Right? And it's just a perception. It's not more violent. Well, over the weekend, there was apparently a knife fight in Towson. Take a listen.
I need to be in a search of the Chipotle, 401 York, off of East Pennsylvania and West Chesapeake, for a fight with a weapon. There's teenagers that are fighting. Says one of them has a knife.
The call came in from dispatch around 4:30 Saturday afternoon. Baltimore County police say two teenagers known to each other were reported to be in a fight over a phone inside the Chipotle. When officers arrived, they located both juveniles outside. Moments later, officers found one of the teens in possession of a dual steak knife, according to police. One teen was placed under arrest. The other teen, who had been reported missing in a neighboring area, was released into the custody of a guardian. Police say no one was hurt. On the same block, just steps away from the Chipotle. The Towson Town Spring Festival, with vendors, games, and crowds of people. Reacting to the news on Sunday, some saying they were surprised given the noticeable police presence.
To kind of be bold enough to do something like that is sad, but also too, it's supposed to be like a fun family event, and then it's kind of ruined by something negative like that happening, so it does really stink.
Others saying it doesn't shock them, given the recent violence in Towson taking over headlines in the last several months.
The crime in Towson has gone horribly bad, you know, for the wrong reasons, so, and it seems like it's more and more of the juvenile crime.
Unfortunately, like, a lot of people come out here to go out, like, go to the bars and, like, see, like, kind of their friends and family out here. Like, on Saturday nights, it's becoming more of like a crap show. Like, it's like streets are getting shut down. Like, people aren't really being able to, like, come out and, like, feel like they're in a safe environment.
And there you have it. So now a knife fight at Chipotle in Towson. Councilman Mike Gertel, I'm sorry, but this is not our imagination. Now, I will say that there are many people that have called the show and texted in and said that Towson has been going downhill for quite some time. But now you do. You have the news that is finally covering it. Now, it's really just one station, right? God forbid any of the other stations do their due diligence on some of the crime and violence. But they like to hide a lot of things. There is obviously a problem in Towson, okay? It is clear. Whether it started a year ago, whether it started 5 years ago, whether it started 10 years ago, there is a problem. and you've got upscale stores and retail shops that are leaving in droves. You've got the population on the decline. And then, you know, on top of it, that don't forget about the fight video of those students at the bus stop that were just blocks away from the Towson Town Center, beating one girl up viciously as she was there on the ground and they were stomping her head in. And not one child in the group with any common sense to stop those kids from stomping her as she laid there, because, of course, that could lead to a brain bleed or death, right? Not one person in that group. There are about 30 kids out there. It took somebody, a passing motor vehicle, it took somebody to jump out of their car and to run over and to break the teens up and to get them off of her. Animals. And here you've got all this going on in Towson. Now, a little bit of me, of course, I'm thinking, you know what, to all those at Rogers Forge and other areas over there that continue to vote for this nonsense, you know what, you're getting what you deserve. You really are. Now, there are some people in that area, obviously, that have they've woken up a long time ago, but there are so many in that area, as I told you before, as we knock doors. They act like they're completely insulated from it all. You are not. And you're going to see it soon in your property value. Also, in the Baltimore County area, again, we had nothing came out of our county executive's office, by the way, on that one. But an 18-year-old was killed, three injured. This is a car crash that happened in Cockeysville, I believe, and I think that the young man that was killed was from Phoenix. I do have a little bit of sound here. I think it's the teens in the car crash. Did I send that over? Okay, great. Take a listen.
A tough 24 hours for the Phoenix community. Over at the intersection of Poplar Hill and Merriman's Mill Roads, a small memorial growing following a deadly crash involving teenagers here Friday night, right by Beth Thompson's neighborhood.
It's every parent's worst nightmare.
Investigators say a car with an 18-year-old, two 16-year-olds, and a 15-year-old inside was driving on Poplar when it crashed into a tree. Baltimore County Police confirming the 18-year-old passenger, Ryan Duvall, died at the scene. Quest Martial Arts tells WBAL TV 11 News Duvall was a first-degree black belt and has been training here since 2018. Police say the other three teens, including the 16-year-old driver, were taken to the hospital following the crash.
Our hearts just go out to the families of the victims of the accident.
24 hours, two terrible incidents in the same neighborhood within miles of each other. Awful.
And as for the three other teenagers involved in that crash on Friday night, we are told that they were all taken to the hospital. Two have life-threatening injuries at last check. One has non-life-threatening injuries.
That's sad. Very sad. So you hear there that two of them are still in critical condition. I'm sure they're going to do an investigation to see if there was any kind of foul play or drinking or what have you involved. But sad indeed. 18-year-old loses his life. Now, of course, all of this going on, again, you hear nothing from the county executive. Real quick, in case you missed some of the news this morning, the former county executive that helped get us to this situation with the knife fight and all of the drama in Baltimore County, Representative Johnny Olszewski is going to introduce the Robe Act to establish term limits for the Supreme Court justices. That's what he's going to do, right? When they can't get their way, when they saw that you can't redistrict based on race, you've got people like Johnny O, this white guy, right? I mean, because off the top, you could say this is racist. He wants to term limit court, Supreme Court justices. Is he want to term limit the one black guy that's on there, you think? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But why would you do such a thing? Because you're not getting your way, Johnny O? Because you want to redistrict based on race? That's a bold move for a white guy, isn't it? Well, anyways, that's what he's introducing. He's not talking about the crime and violence in Baltimore County, because God forbid he does that. But that's how we got here, from the late Kevin Kamenetz to Johnny O to now Kathy doesn't want to wear Clausmeyer. Speaking of which, she was seen at a groundbreaking. I will tell you all about that when we get back. Real quick, if you are looking to upgrade your home, then you got to visit my friends at Town Appliance at Owings Mills. You see, their showroom is massive, featuring 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, I told you before, I see my friends Mayer, and they make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Also, right now is a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. They are open Sunday through Friday at Owings Mills, so all you have to do is go visit this huge showroom or visit their website, townappliance.com, for more information.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herr, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herr, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Before the break, I was mentioning Kathy doesn't want to work Klausmeyer. I feel like I'm on The Price is Right. Come on down. Come on out of the shadows, Kathy. Come on, Kathy. There were so many people that wanted that job. Jim Brochin, who only lost by, 18-19 votes to Johnny Olszewski in 2018, he came out of the woodwork. He said, look, give me the job. I'll finish it up. I'll finish up what Johnny O started. And he was talking about the crime and violence. He was talking about all the things that we talk about here on the show. But, you know, Kathy doesn't want to work Klausmeyer, who opened up a Senate seat, which, you know, Carl Jackson got to take advantage of. And then you had others in the delegation, right, the House of Delegates, that moved that around. So Kim Ross, she was then appointed to a seat. And so, you know, again, eliminating competition, that's what they do best in the Democrat Party. Let's just appoint someone to these seats. God forbid you sit there and have them on the ballot where the people have to decide. We're just going to appoint them. And then they become the incumbent, and then they're going to win and win and win and win, because that's what happens. Well, anyways, she was spotted. Kathy doesn't want to work Klausmeyer, the Baltimore County interim executive, was spotted at Sparrow's Point over the weekend. Here's the title. Maryland Matters has the article. Work begins on major new shipping terminal at former Bethlehem Steel site. Now, Sparrow Point berths expected to be completed in 2029 will supplement those at nearby Port of Baltimore. Okay, so this is where they're going to dredge it out and make it larger, bringing in bigger ships. The next chapter of Baltimore County's former Bethlehem Steel Mill dawned on Friday with the official groundbreaking of a new container terminal expected to be complete within the next few years. To get there, crews will need to dredge up 4.2 million cubic yards of sediment from Patapsco River tributary, much of it contaminated by the site's steelmaking history. But when all is said and done, the privately held Trade Point Atlantic site on Sparrows Point will be home to now two new deep berths, allowing more large ships stacked high with shipping containers to offload cargo in Baltimore. So, yes, they have this big old groundbreaking event. And in the front page picture here, you've got Westmore. You've got Kathy doesn't want to work Klausmeyer, but she'll throw a little dirt with a shovel. You got Senate President Bill Ferguson. He's there throwing a shovel. To the side of Kathy, that looks like Senator Chris Van Hollen. I can see the side of his face. Now, on the other side of Bill Ferguson. I don't know why I say Ben Ferguson. On the other side of Bill Ferguson, I can't even tell who that guy is. I can't tell who he is. Maybe he's with Trade Point Atlantic. I don't know. But they're very excited. They did lots of photos, a couple of videos, and that was the big photo op over the weekend for our local legislators. They did not address the crime and violence. They will not address it. And they're going to pretend like it's just your imagination. It's just perception. Now, also, a 14-year-old was arrested, in case you missed it. And Senator Bill Ferguson, shout out to you here for not saying anything about it. But being at the shovel throwing there, you've got three people that were able to flee after a robbery in Fells Point. Harp on Bill Ferguson because this is his district. You had a 14-year-old also with other individuals, these three that were able to get away. He was actually arrested. I'm sure he was later released. But yeah, there was a robbery right there at Fells Point. And if you missed it, it's all over the internet now. But there were a bunch of cars. It looks like they were trying to kind of get out of like this parking situation. There was also some valet that was out there because you've got all these restaurants that are there. But it looks like you had the 14-year-old and another that were trying to rob somebody at gunpoint. And then the cops weren't too far away. They jumped into action. And then you had the car in which the 14-year-old and these others that were in, they were trying to drive off. Well, then they were kind of boxed in. And it didn't look like purposely. It looks like, you know, traffic wasn't able to get through. So then you see their car. They're in a silver sedan. The car is backing up, going forward, trying to get out of there. And, in the midst of all this, they're hitting everybody else's car. And so then you've got drivers that are really upset. One guy jumps out of his car. He's like, come on, screaming. What a nightmare. What a nightmare. But God forbid they address some of the crime and violence. It just won't happen. It just won't happen. But they were there for the Train Point Atlantic groundbreaking. Now, I will say the bus. Remember we were talking to Glenn Gilhar running for the House of Delegates, and then Senator Carl Jackson called in. Remember all the drama? Well, the bus that Glenn Gilhar brought up, that bus that will be meeting at the White Marsh, it's like the park and ride. Over there, the Greyhound bus also picks up and takes people to New York and things like that. The bus that will be there for Train Point Atlantic, just so you guys know, that bus is going to go to that bus stop there in White Marsh, and then it takes the workers directly to Train Point Atlantic. There are no other stops in between. So I know some people were concerned about another bus line, but that bus line literally just picks up those that work there and takes them back and forth to Train Point Atlantic. All right, so not too much concern there, but of course, I'm sure it will cost money. So there's that. All right, coming up next, Ron sends a 14-point plan to the U.S. Kentucky Derby did occur. Got some results. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. By putting a lower court ruling on hold temporarily, the Supreme Court has restored access to the abortion pill mifepristone through telehealth, mail, and pharmacies. The justice's order allows women seeking abortions to get the pill at pharmacies or through the mail without an in-person visit to a doctor. The High Court's order, signed by Justice Samuel Alito, will stay in effect for another week while both sides respond and the court more fully considers the matter. But nothing yet on a motive for a mass shooting last night near Oklahoma City. At least a dozen people sent to the hospital following gunfire at a party near Lake Arcadia in Edmond, Oklahoma. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been mixed so far. The Dow is down 245 points, while the Nasdaq trading 13 points higher. More details at SRNNews.com.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today.
Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be Shane Boz's turn tonight as the O's try to salvage game four of this debacle called the series against the Yanks. New York swept the first three over the weekend, outscoring Baltimore 27-9, out-homering the Birds 8-2. In the postgame yesterday, manager Albernez using a concerning word, a flash signal to Baltimore baseball fans.
For me, it's at a crucial point where what team do you want to be? You know, we can fold up and just thinking that everything will turn around just by itself, or we got to put the work in and really make this happen.
Even the whiff, the scent of the word fold on May 4th is extremely concerning. And this now breaking this morning, longtime Yankee radio voice John Sterling has passed away. Sterling began calling Yankees games in 1989 and called 5,060 consecutive until he missed four games in 2019. Sterling began his broadcasting career in Baltimore, serving as the play-by-play announcer for the Bullets in the 1970 season, and then called Morgan State University football games from 1971 to 1978. John Sterling was 87 years of age. One thing that was noticeable at Ravens camp for rookies over the weekend was how much pre-snap chatter, chemistry, and communication there was among the rookies who had never played together until this weekend. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked how unusual that was.
You can't play this game quiet, and you can't play this game with doubt, and you can't play this game without knowing what you're doing. You know, I know from a defensive standpoint, like, we should be the loudest, most crazy, obnoxious communicating unit in the history of football.
Coming up in 30 minutes, manager Albernez shoulders the blame. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A big warm-up underway this week. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Mild tonight, mostly clear. Temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. Tuesday comes with more sunshine and even warmer temperatures. Highs in the mid-80s. All ahead of our next weather maker. That's going to bring us rain and storms by Wednesday and cooler temperatures. We're back in the mid-70s by Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Amazon Business. Discover smart business buying, where unmatched selection meets AI-driven tools to simplify complex processes so you can focus on what matters most. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. Hopefully your, like I said earlier, day's going well. I guess, Brian, the producer, did you see that video of the Baltimore bakery truck that was struck by a plane in New Jersey? You saw it? Did you see it? A little bit. Man, how scary was that? And just in case you guys, if you haven't heard about it, a bakery truck that left Baltimore was struck by an airplane in New Jersey, and the entire moment was caught on a dash cam video. Chuck Paderaskis, the senior vice president of transportation and logistics and co-principal of the company, said that the truck is part of a Schmidt bakery, which operates under the H&S family of bakeries. The driver had departed from Baltimore, was headed to a company depot in New Jersey, and just off the New Jersey Turnpike near Newark Liberty International Airport, you could see the incident happening. Now, there is, like this article says, there is footage where you could see inside of the truck itself. And the gentleman, the driver, he's just driving along singing music, okay? And all of a sudden, you see him, he's driving, and then you see him kind of look towards the passenger seat. But even when he looks over to the side, he still doesn't seem shocked. Like, he looks to the side, And he just, like, he does, like, this glance. And then he has to go, I guess, go back. Sorry, that was me talking. Then he has to go back to looking at the road. And I'm watching it, and then all of a sudden, all you see is just poosh, like you can tell, like the camera gets, probably kicked off the dash there, and the truck probably goes over. Now there's another video because somehow, some way, there was these two guys in another vehicle, not far from the truck. They were actually filming with their cell phones at the moment. Maybe they saw how close the plane was getting, and they pulled out their camera. Well, with this footage, now this is on X. I saw this on X this morning. You could see where the plane clips the top of that bakery truck, and it just hits it, and it falls over. And I watched it, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness. Like, I thought that guy was a goner, the bakery truck driver. Turns out he had minor injuries. Talking about being with God's angels, my goodness. But I look at that video. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Again, that was a Baltimore-based H&S bakery truck. The driver looks over. I showed Olivia the video this morning. She was like in shock. She was like, "And he's alive. He's okay." I said, "Yeah, I can't believe it, but he's okay." And you know, Olivia, she loves, she goes to Catholic school, and she says, "Now that's God." That's God. And of course, right there in the back seat, what do we have in our back seat? Her stuffed Jesus that she got from the Hallmark store with Daddy. He sits in the back seat with a seatbelt on. Now, I think it's more of a message to Mommy, like, slow down. But she just says she loves Jesus being back there with her. So, of course, here we are talking about what happened in the truck, and she looks over at, Jesus in his seatbelt. And she's like, yep, God was with him. God was with him. But obviously she's right about that. But if you haven't checked out the video, you got to check it out. I thought that was so interesting. But yeah, the driver wasn't shocked. He glanced over to the passenger side like he just, whatever was out the window was something you see every day. Meanwhile, it was a tire of an airplane flying. I couldn't imagine what that was like. Oh my gosh. And he didn't say a word. He just, kept driving. Anyways, maybe he thought he could get out of the way of it. You think? Maybe that's what it is. Because when he looked back at the road, I wonder if he was trying to hit the gas, in hopes of getting out of the way. I don't know. Anyways, in case you missed it, Iran did send over a 14-point plan to the U.S. Whether or not, look, it's dead on arrival, but here's the thing. I don't know exactly what the strategy is. I don't think many people know what the strategy is. And I think the blockade is working. And I think that's why they sent over this plan, because they're hoping to wrap this up just as President Trump is. But as many people have pointed out, gas is up 29 cents. Did you guys see that from Gas Buddy? It's up 29 cents. This is no joke. Take a listen.
And it included a list of demands, a withdrawal of U.S. troops, a lifting of the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports, lifting sanctions, releasing frozen assets, an end of the war between Israel and the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon, and a new post-war order where Iran is in charge of the Strait of Hormuz, charging tolls and denying Israeli and U.S. ships from entering. The U.S. says Iranian control of the strait is completely unacceptable. The U.S. blockade of Iranian ports continues, choking Iran's economy. CENTCOM says 49 ships have been blocked, totaling $6 billion worth of oil.
49 ships have been blocked. Ay, 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 ay. This is a mess. Could you imagine what that even looks like right now? I mean, I know I complain about the traffic jams on 95. Imagine what that looks like over there in the Strait. I can't even imagine. Now, meanwhile, there are still some ships that are apparently a little weary, and I would be too. Because they don't know whether or not there are sea mines. They don't know, what's to happen if they were to pass through. It's a mess. It is. Right now, it's working in President Trump's favor. But we shall see what happens next. We did pass the 60 days. As we heard, we had Chris Burnett on the show from CD6 on Friday. Sounds like President Trump did make an announcement on Saturday saying, okay, well, the war is terminated, blase, blase. But as Chris Burnett pointed out on Friday, he knew that President Trump was going to do that so he could restart the 60 days. Because the last thing he wants to do is go back to Congress to get some approval for the war powers. So anyway, here's where we are. We're right where we were last week. So we'll keep an eye on it. But right now, there's no movement when it comes to Iran, okay? Also, don't forget the question of the day. Do you think Wes Moore can be beat in November? We'll get to those polling results tomorrow at 9:35 a.m. But go ahead and take part in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's at WCBM.com and then also on the app. Just click the poll tab. And if you notice on Facebook, and if you don't already follow WCBM on Facebook, please do so. But if you notice on Facebook, we've got so many comments on this thing. Many people are hoping that Wes Moore will be beat. And I want you to, if you could, if you have a moment, look at the comments and then look at the people that are saying, I hope that he is beat and I can't take it anymore. And then go look at their pages. Because there are Democrats with Kamala Harris and Barack Obama that are there in their photos that do not support Wes Moore. Now, there are many Democrats that are saying if the nominee for Republicans, if it's Dan Cox, they're still going with Wes Moore. You see, that's why I say, you know, being too close to MAGA, quote unquote, in Maryland, unfortunately, is a problem, especially, you know, statewide. And that is why Larry Hogan did so well amongst Democrats, because he was anti-Trump. And it's unfortunate, but that's kind of where we are. I don't know who's going to win the Republican primary in the gubernatorial race. As I mentioned before, there are a lot of great candidates. Hopefully Moore will reach out and then we can have them on the show. But right now, do you think Wes Moore can be beat in November? Cast your vote at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And then don't forget, on Friday last week, we did get the polling results. And many of you said, when it comes to the dirt bikers and the quality of life, many of you said that you want to see them end up with jail time. Look, I'm right there with you. And I said a minimum of 60 days. A minimum. And again, those dirt bikes, they're not theirs. They're stolen. 90% of those dirt bikes are stolen. Anywho, I do have a text here from Clay Owings Mills. He says, I'm reminded of an interview with a guy on the street when Bob Ehrlich was running for re-election. When asked if he thought the state was going to in the right direction, he replied with a yes and listed several reasons how he was better off under Bob Ehrlich. When asked if he was going to vote for his re-election bid, he said, oh, no, I can't possibly vote for Bob Ehrlich. He's a Republican. Clay says, that's why we're going to wind up with another 4 years of tax war. You know, you bet on it. I hope not. I hope not, Clay. But, you know, it is unfortunate, but that is the mindset. You know, God forbid that you're a Republican. God forbid you support President Trump. Then you are bad, right? You've got TDS. And I will say, and I talked about this last week, you've got, you know, other stations, other shows where they get, you know, the opportunity to question Governor Wes Moore, and they don't really question him, right? They're more just like, you know, propaganda interviews. They don't ask tough questions. And then you find out, you know, through the grapevine, like even he was on a show apparently on Friday, Wes Moore. And then we find out this morning from Congressman Andy Harris that Wes Moore doesn't even have all the funding secured for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. If you missed that, that was the breaking news. We talked a little bit about it at 9 o'clock hour. And yet, Governor Wes Moore wasn't asked about the funding for the bridge when he was on this interview. And he's not going to be. Well, these are basically surrogates. Those that get to talk to, you know, Wes Moore, a lot of times Brandon Scott, they're people that are going to push the same old propaganda that they want pushed. And then they won't talk to anybody else. I even get on Senator Carl Jackson every once in a while because he keeps going on WMAR. I said, "What? Why not go to some of these channels that, where they get more viewership? Fox 45 is number one. It's been number one for how long now? Why do you keep going on WMAR? I don't even know anybody that... Brian, a producer, do you watch WMAR? I don't know anybody that watches that. I don't know how they're still in business, to be honest. Because at least you've got, you know, Channel 11, WJZ, and a lot of these have propaganda too, but who the hell is watching WMAR? You know? And it's like, if you want all these softball interviews and you don't want to answer any real questions, and yeah, you go on some of these stations where they're not going to do such. They're just happy that you showed up. But guess what? The people, the taxpayers, the residents, the voters, they don't respect it. They will not respect it. And as soon as you get any kind of competition, you aren't going to do well. Even if you think that you are a great senator or a great delegate or a great governor, if you don't go out there and get your hands dirty, people can see right through that. Anyways, I wanted to just reiterate that. Now, of course, we did have some good news over the weekend. I'm sure you guys saw the first woman horse trainer to win the Kentucky Derby. Did you see the race, Brian, the producer? You did? You saw the replay of it. Yeah. I thought you would have watched something like that live. You saw the replay? Okay. All right. See, I still don't know Brian, the producer. I've been working with him for years now. I don't really know about him. Anyways, I saw the replay, and I also got a chance to see the interview that she did after the race. Take a listen.
People that thinks that it's always going to work out. So, you know, it took a while. And, again, I have to say an immense amount of gratitude to my husband who's stuck behind me. And he just told me, just give it 3 years. Let's just give it 3 years and see if it works out. And I could always go and do something else. I didn't believe I started my career here 22 years ago as a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed exercise rider. And I would not believe that I would be sitting up here today. Never in my life did I think I would. And Chuck, he'd be so proud. And I am here because of him, because he pushed me. He pushed my boundaries. He gave me direction when I needed it. And he was always proud of me, but I just think this definitely would have put him over the top. And I can't wait to drop one of these off at our old barn here. So can't wait to do that.
All right. Her name is Sherry, and she is the first female trainer to win the Kentucky Derby. Of course, you had the jockey that did great, Sherry Duvall, and she was praising her husband there. You know, that it is nice when you have your husband that can stand behind you on that, which is not something you see often. I mean, you know, when you're out there as a working woman, you don't see it a whole lot. You know, usually the guys are the breadwinners and they're up top and up front. And sometimes you do hear about, you know, some of these husbands that are great and fine with taking the back seat. I will say that was also with the Kamala Harris situation. Doug Emhoff, is that his name? I think however you say it. I thought that was pretty interesting that he was so supportive. But I saw it as a good thing. I saw it as being very sweet, very genuine. Now, I think Kamala Harris is probably the worst presidential or even candidate in general that I've seen. But I thought that was nice that he supported her the way that he did. And as Sherry Duvall praises her husband, and she became the first woman to train a Kentucky Derby winner. Isn't that sweet? I thought it was sweet. I thought, what a good story. And if you get a chance to look at the video, of course, it's posted all over the place, but this horse came from behind, and it just really, you know, it came in from the wind. Now, of course, you have commenters on this. It says, trainers get way too much credit for animals running fast. Let's be honest, a lot of this is up to the jockey. Look, the trainers have a hand in it too, right? They're the ones training them to go faster and faster. What did you say, right? They have a hoof in it, yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know nothing about equestrian. You know, I just look at it and I thought it was really sweet how she was so humble. Which you like to see, a humble winner. I've got Mark in Baltimore. Mark, did you want to weigh in on the Derby?
Yes, I did. First of all, good afternoon and shalom. Well, I just want to tell you, by the way, I had a very nice birthday last week on Tuesday.
Nice to hear it.
66 years of age. Thank you very much. But one of the things I did want to say was that we are finally seeing more of a stride of women in these type of sports that has always been traditionally dominated by men in different aspects, whether it's the ridership, training, ownership, or jockey officials, anything like that. And I think that's good because we have people who, you know, they can do a whole lot of things, you know, and I'm just very pleased with it. So let me ask this. How soon will we have, is it possible to have a woman owner, a woman jockey, of a winning horse, as well as a trainer? How soon do you think that will happen?
So I don't know about that one. Now, I would say on the jockey side, Mark, I mean, usually those jockeys are short in stature, right? So women could dominate that, I would think. We're pretty small and agile. I don't know. Mark, that's a great question. I'm glad you had a great birthday, though. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, and shalom.
Thank you. Nice. Yeah, I don't know, well, you know, how many women get involved in this sport. But I'm sure a lot of young women are seeing, you know, Sherry Duvall and the big win. Now, of course, as I mentioned earlier, if you don't have a ticket already for the Preakness, then you're out of luck, unless somebody's just holding on to them and they're going to resell them for an astronomical price. But apparently it's sold out because it's not at Pimlico. It's at the Laurel Park. And so I am just like, wow, because I asked my friend, I'm like, are we going? Are you going? What's going on? And he's like, sold out. I just checked. I guess we waited a little too long, right? I'm sure there'll be lots of parties. You know what? I wonder, there's a new spot now called Yorktown Social. You guys are going to hear about it a lot from me because I love it. And I'll be posting on social media, but I wonder if we can have a Preakness party at Yorktown Social. That'd be fun. I wanted to tell you about my new favorite hangout spot. It is the Social Kitchen at Yorktown Social off Cranbrook Road. It's a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. I've had the chance to eat there myself, and the tapas-style small plates are just out of this world. I'm talking pineapple shrimp, ceviche, short rib egg rolls, and honestly, the crab cake balls might be the best in town. And if you follow me on social media, I will post about them today because, of course, I took pictures. Whether you're grabbing a bold cocktail or heading back to the private bourbon bar, this place has it all under one roof. It's truly amazing. And don't be surprised if you see me there, too. Now, bring your friends and family and experience it for yourself. Go to YorktownSocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Yorktown Social could be your next new favorite hangout, just like it's now mine.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The Rob Carson Show.
Democrats are like the aliens from Independence Day. They move in, they devour all the resources, then they move on to destroy other places. And they're going to try and do that in Texas. But it ain't going to work. They're going to try and do it in Florida, and it ain't going to work. And I hope to God in heaven that Maryland finally pulls its head out of its rear end and they drain that Maryland General Asylum in Annapolis.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the good news there with the Kentucky Derby, and yes, I wonder, if anybody listening to the show, do you have tickets to the Preakness? You lucky dog if you do. You lucky dog. Now, I've never been down there to Laurel. I don't know exactly what it looks like. I know it's a smaller venue. It must be safer than Pimlico, right? I mean, it's not in Park Heights. I don't know. Can we pull off a Preakness party at Yorktown Social? We might be able to. Maybe they're already having one. I got to find out. Because you know what I do? Well, you know the part I love? Dressing up. That's the part I love about it. The horses, I couldn't tell you about anything about them. And, you know, I did go a lot a few years in a row. And I went, and my friend, he would bet, like, on all of them, you know? And and I'm like, wait a minute. So what am I supposed to do? And then, of course, he's like, he'll give me the book. And he's like, look, you got to look at this and look at that. And I'm like, and we're there, like, my friend Sarah's there and her boyfriend Mike's there. And I'm looking at Sarah and I'm like, so what are we doing again? And she goes, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't know either. Like, what's going on? But, of course, we would always love to dress up. So that's my favorite part. That is my favorite part. All right. Before we go today, I wanted to tell you about what acting AG Todd Blanche had to say about James Comey on Meet the Press this weekend. Take a listen.
Part of what the government would have to prove is intent. James Comey deleted the post the same day, and he wrote, quote, "I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers with violence. It never occurred to me, but I oppose violence of any kind, so I took the post down." How do you prove intent, Mr. Blanche, when Mr. Comey himself said he didn't understand that some people would look at that and think about violence?
You prove intent like you always prove intent. You prove intent with witnesses. You prove intent with documents, with materials. So again, this is not just about a single Instagram post. This is about a body of evidence that the grand jury collected over the series of about 11 months. That evidence was presented to the grand jury. And it's not the government. It's not the Department of Justice. It's not Todd Blanche that returned an indictment against James Comey. It's a grand jury, part of the judicial process, and that this process has to be allowed to play out in the courts. It's not fair to Mr. Comey. It's certainly not fair to the prosecutors for us to be airing your view or my view of this indictment. It's something that will be presented in court at the time set by the judge.
Let's delve a little deeper. Conservative legal scholar Jonathan Turley said, quote, "This indictment is facially unconstitutional, absent some unknown new facts." Are you in fact saying that there are facts beyond this Instagram post that clearly establish an intent to threaten the president's life?
I've said repeatedly that this was an investigation that lasted 11 months. If the only facts that existed was the posting of the Instagram, obviously that wouldn't have taken 11 months. And so when Mr. Turley talks about whether it's facially unconstitutional, absent unknown facts or circumstances, we will necessarily have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt at trial every element of this crime, which we're prepared to do.
All right. Tough case. No doubt. AD Todd Blanche, that's a tough case. Now, they're saying that there could be more there. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But, I think you're right to assume that you're going to have to try to prove intent. And I don't know how you do that with the seashells and him taking the picture and then him deleting it after he read the comments and it looked dangerous. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. I would think that he could explain that it was a mistake, but if there's more there, then we'll find out. Also, don't forget, question of the day, do you think Wes Moore can be beat in November? I just shared it on Facebook as well. We'll talk about the results of the poll question tomorrow. Poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Piedmont Reliability Project. Yep, you're in the news again. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Brian, the producer, thank you as always for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up to give Baltimore complete coverage for all your transmission needs. Two trusted shops, each serving the community for over a half a century. Now working together so you can choose the best no matter where you are. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, turn to Glenn Birdie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Both offer the same courteous, professional, expert service Baltimore has counted on for generations. Free area towing and financing are available. Call Glenn Birdie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, Baltimore's most dependable team.
This is the right choice for Maryland.